Yeah, right? Alright, guys, so today we're recording a special episode of my podcast, Life Through a Different Lens.
It's a very special episode.
It's going to be childhood stories. I have here some of my best friends, my brothers. I have Gio, who some of you guys might remember from one of my earlier episodes.
No one cares! No,
a guy who I who
did
ruined...
Did you even get... an episode?
Low blow, bro.
That's right, sip your tea.
A man who ruined my first podcast with Gio, Alejandro.
Hey!
Alex.
What's going on?
And our friend, our resident baseball player, William.
Firulai.
Can we not start with that? So we're just gonna tell some stories, and there might be some rambling somewhere along the way, so bear with us, guys.
You're in for a treat, that's all we're saying.
Yep.
Facts. For sure.
So, I mean, how do we start this off?
I know you're the host.
How do we all meet?
Oh, God, how did we all meet? Wow. All right, William, you have a story of how you met me, so you can start it off. I don't remember meeting. I don't remember this story, so you could tell me.
Yo, how did you? We should say how we all met each other.
How I met your mother?
Yeah.
I don't remember how I met your mother actually.
Through William. All right, I'll start with AB, Gio, and Alejandro.
What does the other people that are
respectively.
Here?
Respectively.
Yeah, right.
Big word, respectively. Anyways. Okay. Alright, so I met all of them in Freeburg Christian Academy. I don't know if AB ever mentioned that in any of his previous podcasts, but we were in nursery, me and AB, I believe, and it was snack time or lunch time.
Don't remember this.
And he doesn't remember this, but I clearly do. He was the most stingiest kid ever at the time.
He holds a grudge.
Right. As you guys may know,
he holds a grudge.
So
he's been holding that story.
I see him eating bologna, so I go up to him. I'm like, "Hey, man, can I have some bologna?" And he gives me the outer edge of the bologna. I'm like, and in my head, I'm like, "Are you kidding me, dude? You give me the outer edge, really?" So that's how our friendship started off. Gio, I don't think he remembers this. We were in a park at his birthday party, I think. And wow. I saw him playing with a soccer ball.
Okay.
And when I was little, I loved soccer. And he wouldn't share the ball, so I tried taking it away from him. And
did he break your ankles?
Nah, I broke his ankles.
Ooh.
You would have thought. Wow. You would have thought.
So that's how you met Gio?
That's how I met Gio.
How'd you meet Alex?
Another story?
I don't think so.
You never met me.
I just
so happened to walk in.
I was
always there.
Like Master Hand and Super Smash Bros. He dropped you a new challenger as the B.
All I know is that you came in first grade and that's how I knew you. Yep. Nothing really interesting. Sorry, bud.
Wow, damn.
Yeah, he holds grudges.
He does.
I do not hold grudges. And me with the ball.
For Alex, since we're going to go this way.
Sure.
Do you remember first meeting William?
Honestly, I remember... I was actually in first grade.
Met me and William somewhere around the same time.
Met you guys at the same time for sure. I remember meeting you guys at first grade because I was a new kid and I was coming in from public school. So, like, I remember I was supposed to be in second grade with Gio, but because I was coming in from a public school, they said that I needed to repeat the grade.
Because you were a student. No, let me say
you could blame that one on Gio. His mom was a principal at the time.
I think it was because of the reading. That's what it was. For sure it was because of the reading.
Slow reader.
No. Because they didn't start teaching. They didn't start teaching reading at the time. They didn't start teaching it. It wasn't enforced, I guess, during my time. Yeah. But I picked it up quickly with Ms. Lopez when I was in first grade with her.
Wow, shout out to
Ms. Lopez, man.
Jacob and Kevin, if you're hearing this, we love your mom.
Yeah, man, she's awesome. Great teacher, man. She's actually teaching Jonas and Elijah right now, too. By the way, those are my little brothers. They're 4 and 5. Well, 5 and 6. They're turning soon.
Jonas is Alex and
Elijah is Jonathan.
That's my mom's talk. My mom thinks that. I'm like, Mom, they're their own people. Please.
How crazy is it, though, before we continue with that?
Yeah, sure.
Little brothers.
and then
Gabriel is me.
Okay.
Gabriel is me in that equation. Yeah. And then Jonas and Elijah are you and Jonathan.
Yeah, I don't know.
All they're missing is a Gio and a Will.
They're gonna get them in first grade or something.
You're not getting a Gio from me anytime soon.
Wow.
Not your own seed.
No, not my own
I'm
seed.
I'm talking about like friends.
Anyways, so how did you meet Gio?
Oh, for Gio, I actually met him actually in cell group. I don't know if you remember.
At my house?
No, no, your house.
Do you remember?
That's right.
I forgot their names. There are deacons in the church now.
Oh, Hermano Juan and Hermana Idalia.
Yes, that's when I met Gio. because his mom actually, we were playing outside in their backyard. That was a while ago, bro. And I remember because Kevin and Jacob were also there in the subgroup, and also Noah and Danny was actually still there too. Danny
Ortiz. Shout out to Pastor Danny.
Yes. Yeah.
Pastor now.
He's the pastor. Yeah, he's the pastor. Now. And he's getting married, ladies. So back off.
Pastor.
So then I remember this 24. Because I remember.
25, 26.
All right, I'm telling my story, man. Sheesh.
Nobody talking to you.
Oh.
Oh wait, it's how you met me.
Feelings hurt. Yeah.
It's important. Go.
Yeah. Right now. Nah,
anyways, continue.
Anyways, so I was.
Yo, you guys remember the time when?
Yo. Come on, man. Stop interrupting.
Anyways.
Stop being so rude.
I can't even talk. I had a splinter in my hand, and I remember.
Yo, this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out with it. Yeah, so we were running outside in the backyard, and I remember just having a splinter in my hand and my finger actually. And I just remember, since I was little, it actually hurt, bro. Like,
Gio smacked the splinter.
No. He didn't do anything. I did it to myself because we were like running. It was in the dark, and then I just remember feeling it. And then I remember his mom came, and I told her, "Like, I have a splinter. Can you help me?" And then she removed it, and then she was like, "Oh, it's okay. You'll be fine. I want you to meet my son. He used to do stuff like that all the time, or whatever
Sounds
it was.
About right.
So like, he used to like get hurt, and I would be there to help him because she was trying to like comfort me while getting the splinter out of my finger. So then I met Gio, and then that's how we got in touch. We were like literally little. I was like, "Oh, hi. My name is Alex or whatever." And then that's how we met.
Surprised your mom didn't bring out.
You don't
the
remember
picture
that, but I definitely remember
or
that.
Anything like
yo,
that.
I'm.
And I remember VeggieTales a lot.
I'm just, yo.
Because VeggieTales was a thing back
dude.
Then.
Dude.
So.
Yeah, they kind of ruined VeggieTales.
Silly Hilarious.
Well, yeah, now it's. Right. But back then, it was the.
Where's
was
my
the
hairbrush?
Show. Oh, yo.
Sabu.
Yes. Water Buffalo.
Oh, my God. Water Buffalo.
Yes, dude.
All right, Gio. So, how did you meet?
Well, first of all, I like how my mom made it seem like I'm always running around getting splinters.
No, but she was just trying to comfort me because I was
worried.
Hurt.
I was like. Ah.
No, you weren't
breaking pencils off into your hand.
You stabbing my hand up the pencil.
Notice me, mom. Notice me.
Why don't you love me?
No, she was just trying to make me feel better.
I have a splinter.
Yeah, because I was hurt, so she didn't want me to feel bad. Because I was like, this really hurts.
Wait.
No. I get it. I know what she was trying to do. She was just trying to make me feel better. So.
So thankfully, you guys just said the story.
Shout out to
me. So
shout out to Will, Gio's mom.
I can just copy off of them.
Well, you have to do mine.
So William,
where do you remember meeting William?
I do actually remember the whole soccer story
with
the ball.
Ankles, right?
He just because this kid just comes up to me wanting to. I'm like, yo, I don't know you. I don't know where you've been. Like, I don't know where your hand's been. Like, I don't.
Bro,
know.
But that's the thing.
I don't know your story.
Sports
and
unites people. It really does.
Okay.
Tell that to Real Madrid and Barcelona fans.
Yeah, girl, look where that.
Tell that to the people of Catalonia who want to, you know, leave Spain because of soccer.
That sounds like a them problem.
Bringing a history.
Yeah, well, anyway, bottom line is, I remember that story. when it came to you two, I actually met you guys at church, you and your brother, Alex.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I remember y'all were annoying.
Yep.
Were?
Yo.
And still am.
Like, the thing is, I used to hang out with, like, some people that. They shall not be mentioned. but they were like the moment that they came in, like I saw. First of all, Alejandro used to wear like these like suits. I mean, we all wear suits and everything. So like Alex and Jonathan would come in like with their big oversized ties.
Sounds about right.
And everything like that.
It's called hand-me-downs. It's called serious hand-me-downs.
And so like immediately from the moment they walked in, like the guys that I used to hang out with when we were kids. They're just like, yo, look at them. They look so funny. They look so weird. And I was like, nah, come on. Give us some slack. And I ended up just breaking the ice and being like, hey, guys, what's up? I'm Gio, blah, blah. And kind of like being like, yeah, come on. And then I was like, yo, these kids are pretty cool. So I was like, I'd stick around. So, yeah, I stopped being friends with those guys because of you guys, just letting you guys know.
Hey.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Zang.
That's love.
Yeah, that is love.
That's deep.
Yeah, because they were making fun of you guys, and I was like, yeah, that's dumb. Like, they're cooler than you. You're dumb.
You're a doo-doo head.
You're a butt face.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah, I know. That's the person.
I knew that's
and
who
that's
it was.
And that's them, too. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and AB? Bro, I don't remember meeting you. You were just always there.
Bro, I don't remember meeting you either. That's
you were
a
just,
crazy
you
thing.
You were literally just always there.
Bro.
Nah, seriously, Gio. I was just trying to remember that too. And honestly,
I don't remember
meeting you or Will.
You were just there.
Hold on. Actually, by the way, guys, that Eve was an insider for those that you don't know.
Yeah. So you guys will hear a lot of inside jokes and stuff like that.
Don't feel offended.
Don't feel left out.
Yeah. Or don't feel left out, yeah.
And if you do feel left out, well...
That's too bad.
We'll be praying for you.
Leave us a comment.
So how did you meet us? Well, not me.
You were always there. And William was always there, too. William remembers meeting me, so, like... that's my story, I guess.
Yeah.
I was like, now who is this kid?
Stingy Abe.
Trying to steal my bologna.
Everybody's stingy to you.
My Oscar Mayer.
You know what used to bother me about William? Sorry.
It's okay.
William always used to like copy what we would have. Like, we would get like some like nice shoes. Be like, oh, those are nice. The next week, he show up with the same sneakers. He'd be like, oh, I like your shirt.
That's a personal
same
problem.
Shirt. Then he'd be like, oh, no, I like that toy you have. He'd get the same toy.
I think you're confusing with the girls that I liked, honestly. Because that, well, for like the first two, though. The first two. I'll be honest.
All right.
After that, I went my own way.
It started that sure. way, though. I started with the fashion. I started with the toys. So. And then it went there.
So, like Gio said, I don't remember meeting Gio. I really don't. Well, I have like memories, but like in my memories,
this
like
this kid performed seppuku.
Oh my god, I hate you so much.
Wow. Oh no.
We might somehow get into this story. We'll see what happens.
Let's not talk about.
Okay. Anyway,
we'll see.
That's embarrassing.
I just remember like me and Gio always being friends, and William too. Like since I can remember, it was one time. So this is one memory I'll just share of Gio. We were already friends. We used to have a cell group at my house, and I remember Gio had a Bible Man toy. And we were playing toys.
I hated you.
Bible Man? And this is going to get into the story of why he hated me.
I hated you.
We were playing with toys, right?
I hated you.
And, like, Gio was like, I remember we were playing with toys, right? And I was like, oh, this toy is, like, the most powerful. And Gio, since he had Bible Man, he's like, no, there's nobody more powerful than God. So Bible Man beats you. And I don't remember what I did.
Logic wins.
But somehow, yeah, right, now as an adult, I can appreciate that.
Yeah, I was, like, so far ahead, like, spiritually, yeah, right? Like, the continuum.
And I literally said to Gio, dude, we're just playing with toys. Come on.
No, but the thing, he was being mad aggressive with them. And yeah, I was like, yo, guys, like, I get it. He was like, yo, it was just toys. But then part of me, too, was like, yo, can you, like... Yeah, like it's not that real. Like he's like, oh, yeah, just like slamming exactly them together. Happened. Like they're
so you remember
was,
that
you broke my Bible, man.
Yeah, that's how it's gonna happen. I broke his Bible, man, and Gio was mad at me for.
Yeah.
Currently, still to this day, so I'll buy you a new Bible,
I'm
man.
I'm salty, but yo, you can't find them anymore. They're like limited.
I will find them.
They're limited edition.
I will find them for your 25th birthday. You will have a limited edition Bible, man.
Yeah. Still waiting. And
I'm
on my
still in the
Christmas
box too. Everything.
I actually have that.
Okay. So,
yeah. Anyways, so I don't remember meeting Will, so the baloney story. I remember meeting
that's
Alex.
That's baloney. That's baloney. Hey. That's a knee slapper.
Oh, I hate you guys so much. Alex, I remember it was first grade, but I remember because Alex, much like I was a troublemaker in first grade. So I remember my
good
earliest
times.
Memory of you was me and you being in opposite corners of the classroom from each other.
Did you guys have that moment, like from one corner?
Yes,
from
I looked at him.
Like, you guys acknowledge each other.
He was like, "Hey, what'd they get you for?"
So for those of you, and you know, we would get time out, right? So we would go to the corner and we would have to sit there and think about our action. Not sit there, stand. You sat. You got extra time out. So and thank God, like we never had to hold books or anything. Actually, I think there was one time we got to hold books.
I definitely remember those. Those times. I remember definitely holding a dictionary.
Oh my god, those Brolic Webster dictionaries.
Dude, those
but Ms. Webster Lopez, we still love you. We appreciate you now. Yeah.
Was that Ms. Lopez
I appreciate,
or Ms. Sias?
No, that was Ms. Lopez.
That was Ms. Lopez?
Yeah, Ms. Lopez, bro. She was
it was first grade. But anyways, yeah, that's how I met Alex. I remember us being on opposite ends of the classroom in the timeout corners. And I was like, damn, the new kid's already in timeout?
Yeah, dude.
And I was like, I'm in timeout. You know what? He can't be so bad. And then I remember the next memory I have is us like being in detention together, being sat next to each other. So yeah,
man. I definitely remember first grade. First grade was a bad time for me, man. Yeah, because it's like, you know, you're a new kid, so you don't really know how to fit in. So like, for me, I just remember that I was always getting in trouble, and I remember just, God, your mom always had like to like put me in detention or give me suspensions. I took suspension as like a day off home, bro. Like to go home and just chill, relax. But
yeah, that was a different time though.
Yeah, man.
So you know, a lot of things have changed since then. A lot of things have changed since then. So What is the first
memory? Y'all are snitches.
So,
y'all are snitches.
But you know what, though? Like, that just, you know, it's crazy. All right. So, relative, should we just mention this? Because I think this is going to pop up. This is going to pop up.
Why not?
Oh, we're going to sidetrack a bit. Sidetrack.
So, here we go. So, like, we got, like, a notebook here. And we're just writing down things that we shouldn't or should mention. And we're just trying to see, like, if
so
we
if
should.
If you ever hear awkward
pauses. So if you hear, like, if you hear awkward pauses, just know that we're writing stuff down and we're just trying to, like, figure out if
we
should say the name.
We're keeping you guys in mind.
Yeah.
So, you guys ever seen, like, a movie where it's based off a true story or a true event, but they like switch out the names to avoid any problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're gonna be doing, kind of sometimes.
So you guys won't be, you know.
Yeah.
You guys won't know. Yeah, you'll just be listening to our stories, but you don't know the names. Just
Except for those, you know, the five names you'll probably hear mentioned a lot are Alex, myself, Gio, William, and Jonathan, because Jonathan was around for a lot of them, and Jonathan is Alejandro's oldest younger brother.
Oldest younger brother. Yep. Second brother. Yep.
Luigi
to my Mario, you know.
Aww.
I say that because there's pictures of you guys being Luigi.
Little plumbers.
Yeah, man.
The first memory I have of us hanging out, I think was at my house for like cell group.
Yeah.
Think so.
Let me think about that. Yeah, you were in...
Of all four of us?
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because you used to live in Seaford in the basement. That was the spot, bro.
All I remember was playing the Beyblade video game on the GameCube.
No, you know what's crazy,
too? Oh, wow,
too?
Yeah, throwback.
You know what's crazy? Like,
I was introduced to Super Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers. That's what I was introduced to.
Mario Party.
Super Smash Brothers was the game. I remember because he had it, and then I remember his cousin.
I had it for the 64. Yeah, my cousins Jonathan
and
David.
And GoldenEye.
GoldenEye and Smash for the 64.
I remember Mario Party and Dragon Ball Z. I remember Grand Theft Auto. And I remember Super Smash Brothers for sure.
NSL group, Grand Theft Auto.
No. This was
kind of cell group where you guys run it. Possible. This was like a long time ago.
We didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, we were innocent kids.
Well, for the record, I never played Grand Theft Auto, so you know.
Lies.
Maybe with my cousins, but I was just watching.
That just reminds me, the day we were at your house back then, bro. Remember when I was super super fat, and we used to have he used to have a pool, right, like outside pool, and I remember that they were all going, like, this pool had stairs where you could swim in between these stairs, and then you could, like, you know, you'd be fine as long as you were fit to size, I guess. So
skinny,
me
enough.
Seeing them do that underwater, I'm like, hey, that looks cool.
I can do it.
Let me try to do that. Oh, man, was that the worst time. Like, bad
decision.
Did you
get stuck?
I got stuck, and I almost
underwater?
I almost drowned underwater, bro.
Oh, my God.
I remember watching, and I was like, all right, he's going to make it.
No. They were, like, maybe, like, the bottom one, because it was a little bit more, like,
it was wider,
so I could get in, so it was cool, so, like, I was nice. So then, I remember they went up to, like, maybe, like, the last one, they were getting in, and I'm just trying to do the same thing, and I got stuck, and I just remember I couldn't feel the ground anymore, so I was like, I'm stuck, and I can't move, so for some reason, I picked it up with my body, and I remember his cousin, Avi's cousin.
Oh my god, Liliana.
Liliana was like on the stairs, but as she was coming up the stairs, I remember her falling. Well, I didn't see it happen, but I saw her. Avi saw her falling down as she was going up the stairs because I'm trying to take a gasp of breath, man. And I just remember.
And because Alex was taller than us, he was able to stand up like on that side.
Gasping for air, man. Nobody to help.
So he like flings himself up,
yeah,
and Liliana gets launched off the ladder into the grass.
Oh no!
Yeah, man. Oh, Liliana, if you're hearing this, this is my apology.
I think she remembers.
This is my apology.
She can't forget that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? Who is this? AB's friend trying to kill me one day. You know?
No, she actually have it on Instagram, I think, or on Facebook.
Yeah, Liliana. Yeah.
She still remembers me. I hope.
You're still my little cousin, okay?
Don't get it twisted.
You're not old enough.
Yeah, just saying. Just saying.
God. She's in college now. It's crazy. Yeah? She's about to graduate from community college.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Yeah, man. I remember that story you told me that one day your cousin, David, he was outside the house. So, like, I don't know if you guys know the story, but, like...
I'll tell the story.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. You do it.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm right. It's not like I'm here.
Yeah, right.
So, David knocks on the window from the outside. I don't know if you guys remember. There's a door to enter the living room. Mm-hmm. And then there's the windows on that side, facing out towards the backyard. So, I hear a knock on the window, and I'm like... What the hell? Like, there's nobody else home besides, like, me.
Creeping in my window.
Yeah, but it was like early afternoon, so, like, it was still light outside or whatever. Mm-hmm. It happens, like, twice. And so I go out to the backyard. I'm like, the hell? Is there a squirrel or something? Like, what? I don't know. Like,
you could knock the windows like that?
Dude, I was, like...
What logic is that?
I was, like, probably 7 or 8, so whatever.
A freaking squirrel knocking in your window?
Hey, man. I've seen some brolic squirrels. Anyways,
I've seen some things.
I've seen some things. You don't know what I've gone through. Anyways, so I go out
and they
stole your nuts. I hate you.
I knew you were gonna bring that up. I knew he was gonna say something. I was waiting for somebody to say it.
Anyways, it was not me.
Oh man, I was waiting for him to say something.
Nobody said it.
I'm in the backyard. I'm like, there's nothing. Whatever. I'm just like, all right, let me go see the pool. What, you know.
The pool.
No.
Just because the squirrel is swimming.
No, not because
doing backstrokes.
Oh, you got up in the tree trying to grab some nuts.
Let me go outside to see the pool.
The pool was uncovered at the time, so I was like, oh, I'm back here.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not talking about the squirrel. I'm joking. I know. But anyways, I'm like, all right, I'm out here. You know, let me just. I can't see no squirrel. Whatever. I'm done looking for it. So I was like, yeah, let me go over to the pool. You know, whatever. And then next thing I know...
It sounds like a creepy movie. Like a scary movie.
I get flipped into the pool in my pajamas. And it's David laughing at me. He's like, haha, I got you. And I'm like, dude, I'm in my pajamas. And I don't have to explain to my mom why my pajamas are super soaked.
Someone made an oopsie.
Oh, man. A major oopsie.
The bathroom was locked.
How did you get your shirt, bro?
I hate you. But yeah, so David, he used to love pulling practical jokes on me like that.
Oh man,
no way.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, there's talk about stories at Will's house. Jackassi,
man, should you tell the one when I fell down?
Oh man, yes, you have to tell a story. You have to. That's a staple in our childhood memories.
AB says it the best.
Yeah, you got to
kind of established in lore because I was there when it happened. I have to tell the story.
I feel like I was there when you told it. Yeah.
I feel like I was there too.
There's the thing about AB. AB knows how to tell stories because he's very.
Yeah.
Well then.
Hi. Look at me, he's the nine.
Oh, hello there.
We just got interrupted by AB's mother.
How are you?
Yes.
We have to behave now.
Yeah, right? Yes.
So as I was saying.
Hallelujah. She's just staring at us.
No, my mom has a good sense of humor. She actually will crack some jokes at all of our expense.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Let's not press her. So let's.
We'll try. We'll try our best.
Yeah.
We were at William's house. I think it was like spring break.
It was just me and Avi.
We were playing SmackDown versus Raw because William had it at that time. Yo. I remember being jealous because it was like the first, like the second SmackDown versus Raw that came out. And William had it for the PS2.
Mm-hmm.
So
the one with John Cena and Batista on the cover.
Yeah, that's right.
That best one.
Wait, which one's that one?
2006.
Oh, or 5. I don't know.
It was 2006. At least that's what it was called. And then William's dad had asked him to go get something from the basement, and he's like, "All right, I'm gonna hurry up so we can continue playing video games, right?" So he like rushes down the steps.
I'm wearing socks, by the way.
Yeah, he's in socks, and he's like,
and it's a
walking.
Carpet floor.
Carpet stairs.
All I hear is excuses.
So you hear the footsteps to boom boom boom, and then you hear brrr, bam, and I'm like, we're all like, what was that? Yes, exactly like that. We're all like, what was that? Like his sister comes out and it's like, what was that? Well, I was like, I don't know. And then like 5 minutes later, the door flings open. William's crawling on the floor, crying. And we're like, what? So for those of you who don't understand Spanish, William fell down the steps and hit his head against the wall downstairs on the first floor. Okay? And so when we go see it, there's a crater in the wall.
Dragged
the size of William's head. In the wall.
Yo, that one was like a museum for like weeks. We would all show up.
Bro, his house. Weeks. It was like 2 years before they fixed it. Dude.
To just see it. No, but when you first saw it, we were just like, oh, I gotta see
oh,
it.
Oh, dude,
I
yeah, the next to. Day. We have to. I remember that.
We have to.
We literally happens. Went back. We went to his house the next day. We were like, where's the hole?
We walked in.
Bro, to this day, I walk into his house.
Like the drawing.
His head.
The hole's not there. It,
I know, but
caution check. You can see the
where they put where they.
Well, what do you call it? The
where they filled it in, I guess, whatever, yeah. Or they fixed it. You can still see the difference in the paint and everything. So every time I go to Will's house, I'm like, there it is.
There it is. Mind you, it's right next to the entrance of the main, like the main entrance, the main door in the front
William
door.
Was there.
So, William was there.
Yeah.
God.
That's what happened.
Then there was a time William cut himself at his house.
Was it that? No, I was at church.
I was at church.
Oh, I was there when they took out the stitches.
Yeah.
I was there when they took out the stitches. Yeah, but speaking of when William cut himself at church.
Performed seppuku.
William, you guys didn't know William was a samurai.
He was.
William, tell us.
You want to tell a story?
Tell us.
All right.
Tell us.
I think he was going to tell us anyways.
Do you want to tell? It's kind of why you're here.
Yeah. It's kind of a... Wait, hold on. Should I mention the name? Does it matter? No.
You can change the name.
It's up to you, bro.
Well, yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, it was Chicho Fido Lai's birthday.
What? God, I hate you. Could have chosen any name.
Any
in the world.
Name could have fit this, like whatever we were talking about.
What does that mean?
Chicho Fido Lai
is a.
No, song. I'm asking him.
Oh, all right.
I'm asking
the Peruvian if he knows what that means.
It's a Salvadoran thing, so I really don't know.
So you're just saying.
So you shouldn't say it then, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, cause no, I was gonna say the other.
Nope.
Anyways,
God,
are you all right?
No, I'm not.
Are you okay?
I will be.
Okay, we're good.
All right, we're good. We're back. We're live, people. We're live.
We would never weren't. we never stop being
it's
live.
It's all.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, it was I had a crush on this girl, right? Back in the day, I think it was my first crush. No.
Airplane mode.
All right, anyway, she used to go to our church and
Yep.
It was her cousin. Like, oh, you should do something nice for her. I'm like, alright, well, what? Oh, like, you should get her a cake or something. So, I think it was a week later, I got the cake, right? Alright, so we all got the cake, and, it was after youth service, I think. We were gonna go to the, what is now the studio. We used to call it the old temple back in the day. And, yeah, the cake was there, but they're like, oh, we have nothing to cook with. And I think the best thing we had next to a knife was, like, a spatula. Like a metal spatula where you could cut it with the edge. So yeah, they were like, nah, just get the knife from the kitchen. I was like, all right, I'll get the knife from the kitchen.
What could go wrong?
I'll tell you what went wrong. So
I'll tell you what.
Rhetorical question, Willie.
Yeah, right. Obviously, you're telling the story. Something went wrong.
Anyway, I gotta look back.
Wow.
Anyways,
way to hit me down. Bro.
There was an hermano there.
And then mine.
Yeah, because names will not be
one of the brethren
from the church that was there. I was like, hey, I need a knife. We're gonna cut a cake, mind you. I was like 12 years old or whatever, 12 or 13. So he's like, all right. So
a little older.
For whatever reason, he wraps a knife around like regular paper, like, you know, like copy machine type paper.
Napkin paper. No, it was paper towel.
It wasn't paper towel. Oh,
well, you were there, so I trust you.
I believe it was the copy machine paper. So you know, I grab it and then you know. I feel it slip, and then I hear, you know, the metal of the knife clank on the floor, like clank, and then, you know, I look down, and I just see blood dripping on the floor, like coming out of my leg. I'm like, what the heck? And like, it just starts dripping and dripping and dripping. I'm like crying because I thought I was going to bleed out. So,
I hit an artery.
God.
Call the medic.
So he
medic.
Like, he did, like, he knew a little bit of medical stuff, so what he did, like, you know, he tried to, you know...
Wait, who?
From the campo.
Huh? Who? Which guy is this?
All right, so, yeah, like, so what happened was that...
What's his name?
Give him a name. Give us the first letter of
Barcelona.
Name.
It rhymes with Barcelona.
Oh, my God, I know who it is. Yeah. So, Mr. Barcelona, uh-huh.
Who's that?
It was him?
He was there. Man. He's a great man. Just know that. He's a great man.
He does cameras now.
He's a great man.
I don't know who this is.
Just go.
Okay, go ahead.
So he knew a little bit about medical stuff, and then he just, you know, he tried applying pressure, and then, you know, he put salt on it, which I question why he put salt or sugar. Something about
sugar, spice, everything. You turn into a Powerpuff Girl?
Yeah.
Cool.
Definitely. Anyways.
All right.
So yeah, he tries closing it up, and I think he did just enough, just so I can get to the hospital, and they give me stitches. I need like 3 stitches and whatever, and I think everybody was asking like, "Yo, where did Will go?" I ended up not coming back to the studio, and then once, you know, the guys found out, they were like, "Oh my god, you did not, you cut yourself for a woman, man."
It's about like the girl,
not for a woman, for a girl.
And mind you, it was a Dominican girl, so you know, of course, they were like, "Oh, wow. You know, that bachata got to you."
Did I ever know
who said that?
Might have been you.
I never said that.
Probably Alex.
I probably did.
Alex was saying something like that.
Who started the "tell me you love me"?
Alex and Jonathan.
Like, what? Love me!
Yeah, Alex and Jonathan. They start the whole...
Tell me you love me.
So what they would do, they would tell me you love me, and like, you know, pretend they had a knife in their hand and stab themselves in the leg, on the thigh.
My gosh.
Listen, man, but that's like, what, a decade ago already?
I don't know, man.
That's like 10 years ago.
Let it go. Like 7.
The things we do to get a girl's attention.
And it didn't work, obviously, but you know, it was worth a shot, right?
Oh my god.
Hey, all's fair.
In love and war.
All is fair.
Yeah, well, I mean, glad that didn't happen. So.
Yo, do you know what I'm actually remembering right now? The time we actually played soccer tournaments.
Oh!
Yeah,
dude. I'm sorry, what?
When we were doing soccer tournaments.
Remember?
Oh my
first,
god,
the first
yes.
soccer tournament we had with...
everybody in the church.
Hermana Blanca.
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
Hermana Ana.
And yeah, and Ana
really?
Too.
I don't know.
Yeah, she was.
I remember
I remember this because I remember I wanted to be in your team for the with the like I wanted to be.
We
your
were
guys
all separated.
Team.
Whose team?
No, you and Gio were together.
Listen, the first
our
season we played they were called the Brazilian Juniors.
Hell yeah,
bro, that team.
Yeah, it was me, Gio,
everybody. You guys are nice. That's the thing.
We even beat the team from like Hempstead.
With the little kid. I remember I was in the team, and I remember them getting picked,
Pitufo.
And like getting. They're all like
no, Piojito.
Pitufo.
Wanna be messy,
Pitufo.
We get it. Yeah,
the wanna be messy.
So I remember just like they were getting picked, and they're like, "Yeah, he's on this team, he's on that team." I'm like, "All right, cool. I'm gonna be in their team too." Yeah, that never happened, bro. I ended up being by myself with like one of our
your brother was on your team.
He was, but we were not nice. That's for sure. But we didn't lose to what's team was this?
The Lions?
No, shut up. No.
I know. The Tempest team, right?
No. We lost to them, but I'm saying the team...
Bro, yo, Gio, looking back at it, we had a squad.
We did. Yeah. You know what bothered me about that tournament? That we got third place.
Because we lost to freaking them!
Here's
the ABC!
Thing.
Oh, so, ABC. So, that's penalties!
So, Here's the thing. We were undefeated the entire season, the entire time. Like, no one could touch us. They even started a conspiracy to bring teams from outside, and they couldn't stop us. And
that was your dad's fault, though. Your dad was like, he wanted to
advocate for.
Wasn't it Otto?
No, that was Otto and Blanca.
Otto did that.
I don't know. Bottom line,
you know, Papi back then was always like
trying to make me look bad.
he was like, yeah, you know, my son. So he was like, yeah, bring more competition.
I don't know what the thing is. But we beat everyone. I think your team even beat the Hempstead team. But it was because they never showed up. So it was like they lost by default. Because it was like raining. They didn't want to get wet.
Even though it was indoors.
Yeah, exactly.
Indoor games.
But anyway.
You know what it was? I think they had a game before. Because, you know, they always used to come. They used to play their games. And then they come. And then supposedly play with the lower leagues.
I don't know. Here's the thing. When it came down to like the last couple of games... It was just 2 games that we needed, and we would have won like the entire tournament. It would have been good.
You know what it was like? It was, I don't know if you guys, you know, remember. It was like the Patriots back in 2007, where they went undefeated, and then they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl.
But I'm saying,
it's like that. Like, we were undefeated until the semifinals. Like, are you kidding me,
bro? But the thing is, like, so here's the thing, not to like cancel anybody else out from the team, but William and I were pretty much. We were the team.
I was the what do you call it?
We were the team.
Whatever you call that in English, and this guy was the MVP. You know, I think not. Let me tell you.
So William,
be
thinks,
salty
he's
about
the, William
that.
Thinks he's the MVP. However,
you can't win games if you don't score goals,
and you can't score goals if you don't get the pass.
And I always passed it to you. You on the head would never pass the ball.
Still,
because I was open.
And I still, dude, I saw the count in goals, and you beat me by like 6. So yeah, I definitely could have taken both had I not passed it.
But could have, should have, would have.
But you know what? When you're in a team, you go for the team.
Your
and you,
real
and you
MVP
want...
was Andres because Andres.
Bro, he got
oh my god! That was later on. That was like in the later.
That was second season. Yeah, that was second season. That's when we got into your team. Actually,
anyway, back to because we were getting.
We did two seasons.
We did two seasons. Yeah, the first season was while I was with my. We were on our different.
Everybody
teams.
In the church. Everybody in church.
No,
then second season. Second season was definitely. I was definitely in their team.
Yeah, you joined their team.
And I started Andres.
You can't beat us joining.
Yo,
no, Andres was already.
No, because our team was. Already,
well,
like,
what happened was
we had nobody.
They kept bringing more competition, and it was like, all right, there's only so much we can do without any actual, like, you know, going through an actual mm-hmm. camp. So, mm-hmm. bottom line, we ended up having to play AB's team,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sorry, like, y'all were good, but like, we beat you guys all the time. But yeah, you guys were competition. You guys were good.
We played. I remember.
The thing is, I think for whatever reason, William and I, we decided to go to the Chinese buffet hours before playing the game.
Oof, I remember that.
Bad call.
You know, it was years later that I found that out and I was like, pero quien les manda?
Bad call. I don't know what it was, what possessed us, but we ended up eating there.
That's your parents. That's your best fault.
Your parents were like, let's go. We have a game. Yeah, go on. I didn't feel like going to my house. I was like, yeah, I'll chill with you guys. And we ended up eating there. And I know about you, William, but I was just not feeling good. I was like, oh my god, I feel the food. So I wasn't even like, I couldn't even do much. And then it reflected, like, if we scored and you guys would score. We would score, you guys would score.
All right, but you know what? That's not just, now let me score.
At one point, no, it was like, it was very aggravating. Because like, no things D. that we could do easily was just not happening. And then we went to penalties and you guys beat us by like,
It was a penalty, bro.
It was by a penalty, which shouldn't count, but whatever. Anyway, we ended up squashing the next team, and we got their place. And like I said, William got...
You guys won the second one, though, because we did two seasons where it was separate teams. Nah. Yeah.
I remember there were more teams, like outside clubs.
They brought in more competition.
I don't know if you guys remember.
We got spanked.
But the one game that... The couple games that we won, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was this, one of the games was against this team from Hempstead, the Hempstead Lions, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, they had that kid, his name was Kevin, I think. He was like their best player or whatever, and we made him cry because they lost. It was like by one.
He was pissed. You know what it was? I think we got tired, because like, at one point, like, I get it, we want to make it a league, but you have to remember, we were kids who never went through a training camp. Mm-hmm. We never went to like an actual soccer school or to teach us how to actually play correctly. So we were just playing off of what we saw on TV and what we would do like on our backyards.
Mm-hmm.
And we were still like, you know, mm-hmm. beating them every once in a while. But then it was just like, yo, this isn't even fun anymore. Like, mm-hmm. we're not even like...
Winning.
We're not even like... No, it's not even fun. There's no competition. You know?
No, I remember we did two seasons where we had like... The church had all its teams. I think the second one, Alex's team, just disbanded, and Alex joined your team.
Yeah.
We were still our team. And then the third season, they were like, all right, we got to pull all you guys together. And we would have practice. I think it was like Thursday nights.
Even Jose joined our team. I remember that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. It is what it is. It was still tough to play. I don't know. It was very difficult. Like when you bring in so many teams that like have like they're like somewhat professional.
Yeah. No, it's true. But to your guys' point, I think it was the second season. Our friend Andres was like, he was just a good goalie because like he would block the whole goal, right?
Nah, do you guys remember the time where this guy got blasted?
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
you guys were playing a team from Hempstead.
The game.
The game stopped.
How bad was the world? Yo, the earth stopped rotating. Like it stopped spinning.
I don't remember this.
There was two teams from Hempstead in that season, right? Okay, they were playing, and we were like 10, 11 at that time, maybe 11, 12, somewhere around there.
Uh-huh.
They brought in this kid. I kid you not, he was like. I might be exaggerating.
He was
our height at that time.
Okay.
He was our height at that time, so giant. Uh-huh. Okay, mom. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the kid comes and he blasts from like half court and like a shot and Andres eats it at the chest. Like, but like I remember going, ooh, yo, I was on the sidelines just watching.
The whole room went silent. It was like a hard thud, and he just stood there and like did not even flinch. Seconds later, it was like probably like 2 seconds, but to me,
nah, it was like
I heard boom. I turn around, I see him like this, turning red, and it was like, you never seen a movie like when they're like the soldiers are out and they're like being pinned on their fire, and they put like the mad dramatic music, and like one of the guys just looking exactly around, and like it's just slow motion, people are falling. That's the way I looked at him, and this dude was like.
The moment he let the breath out was when Andres collapsed.
Yo, I was like, oh my god, he's
and
dead.
Then,
your dad and Gio's dad were like trying to revive him. Dead. If it was Super Smash Brothers, he got hit with the home run bat. He just got one stocked.
But the hammer?
Oh my god, yeah.
And then all I remember is that they were just parading him around the whole gym trying to get his hair back.
No, bro, I kid you not. They were holding him under his arms. Andres' legs were not touching the floor. They were just carrying him around.
We were dragging. Gosh. He wasn't even like...
I don't even remember this.
I do. I can never forget something like that.
You said parading him around
No, that's
the gym.
Exactly what it was. They were holding him like by his arms. He was dangling, man. Bro.
This girl got the purple heart.
Yo. Pull out the Medal of Honor.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but I remember that. This dude ate it. And then, like, almost... But think about it, like,
his
if somebody...
left his body.
Yeah, I was just about to say
his
that.
His mouth, his soul came out.
And he came back in goodness. When he was able to breathe again.
That just reminds me. Do you remember who always got blasted in the face with the soccer ball?
Who?
I don't want to mention the name, though.
Was it a teacher at the academy?
No. That happened, too, but...
I know that story.
But well, that was with the kickball. And
volleyball, either way, I think.
And I remember...
Go ahead.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I'm sorry, Abdiel, but this was you, buddy. So, this was... I remember he was a little kid. He was maybe, like, I think 6 or 5 at the time.
God.
And I just remember... I know it was one of the Barcelona... Your teams.
Mm-hmm.
It was our Brazilian juniors.
I think I remember now.
Because he was a new kid, and then I remember he just destroyed that. It was like... It looked like Super Smash Bros. Strikers. I mean, Super Mario Strikers. Like, that's how...
He did the ultimate shot. He charged
and
me.
He charged me.
He held
me. Yo, and I remember just hearing the... and then just the echo... The echo just smacked him right in the face, bro. And I just remember everybody just... Same thing. Like, it's such a quiet environment. Just like, oh my gosh, he's dead.
Or you heard the crowd go...
yeah, and I just... Yeah.
Because
he was little. And I remember this because he was...
Actually, I remember this because Carlos, his dad, like, rushed him out.
Because he was behind the goalpost. And that's why he got hit in the face.
Yeah, that's why they always told you to not walk behind.
No, mm-hmm. And he was standing there, like, chanting, like, I think for his brother's team. Yeah. And so then he got decked in the face.
Que lo manda.
And I just remember that, like if it was yesterday. Like, it was so... Like, it was such a powerful kick, bro. And I was just like, yo, that kid got fire, bro. he could really hit.
Maybe that's why he doesn't like soccer.
I don't know. Maybe, bro. But I just remember him getting hit in the face super hard, bro. I was like, dang, bro. He broke his face. I just like
yo, you would think so, man.
Yo, yeah, man, that was a crazy time, man. That just reminds me. So we were speaking of like kickball back then.
Mm, oh my god.
So soccer, yeah, no,
people
kickball.
Getting hit in the face.
Yeah, dude. So
are we about to start the confessions of a FCA student?
Yeah, I guess so. FCA? So this was now we're now we're going to our
Freeburg Christian Academy.
Now we're going back to our school days. Yeah,
Freeburg Center.
Yeah. So for those of you guys listening. Me, Gio, William, and Alex went to the same school for a good amount of time.
Confessions.
This is how we became really, really good friends.
Yeah, we went to the same church and school for a good amount of years. Good me, time, Gio, man. Will, very since like time. Nursery and pre-K, and then Alex, we met since first grade, and Gio was in second grade. So, go ahead, Alex.
So anyway, so going back to the kickball story, like, I remember this was probably like around...
I think you were already out of the school, Gio.
Yeah.
I
think this was fifth or sixth grade. This was definitely...
If it was sixth, Gio was gone.
I was out.
Yeah, he was already in Valley Stream by the time. Anyway, so we were playing kickball.
Finished up getting homeschooled, I think.
Yeah, whatever. I did 1.5 year of homeschooling then.
We talked about it.
But if it was sixth grade, then I wasn't definitely...
Oh, no, you were in Valley Stream.
So anyways, so like I remember we were playing kickball, and this was already in the after school, so like we didn't really have much to do, so we just played kickball. And I remember we would go hard on that game, bro. Like, we really thought we were going
to
have trophies.
I have to tell a story then, too.
So then I just remember hitting... Like, we were deciding to just, like... Like, actually play, like, an actual game. And I just remember hitting the ball super hard, man. And just... I basically get a 2-for-1 special. Like, I just hit... I hit one teacher, and then that ball hit the other person in the face.
Yeah, you hit a combo?
Yeah, I hit a combo. I hit a combo. I hit a super combo, bro.
Like, and if it was pinball, two times multiplier.
I hit a 2x combo, man. Like, it was... It was so harsh, man. I just remember hitting them so, like, I felt so bad. And I just remember just, like, I still ran my boat. Like, I still ran my bases, man. Like, I was like, yep, I don't care, man. And then after I get that home run, I went to them and said, I am so sorry. And they were like, nope, you're getting suspended. I was like, this is an accident.
You got suspended or you got detention?
They were going to get me suspended. This was like, they were trying to get me suspended.
But hey, you ran your bases like a champ.
But I ran my bases like a champ. Super champ, bro.
Like a champ.
Yeah, because everybody's in, like, holding their breath. Oh my God, you're going to teach it. And Alex is like, nope.
I don't care.
He's like, yo, I'm going to go down. I'm at least going to score.
Yeah, I'm at least going to run my bases, man. Like, God. I was just.
That reminds me, too, because. If Alex is telling kickball stories, I hit my fair share of teachers in the face too.
Dude, that game was like
God. I hit.
No mercy, man. Seriously, nobody.
I hit one of our teachers. She was like an after school teacher. It's funny. I help her out now. I give help her with insurance now.
Hey.
She shall remain nameless. But anyway, she worked at the academy at that time, and so we were playing kickball, and for some reason she was just passing by, and. I blasted it, right? And the ball took a mean curve and it hit her, not in the face, in the eye.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
And
right?
I remember just being like, I'm so sorry. And she, like, both hands in her, one hand covering her face. And she's like, no, no, it's okay, it's okay. And I'm like, no, it's not. And she's like, don't talk to me right now. And I'm like, oh, no.
No me hables.
No me hables ahora.
Dude, just, that's just right. That's exactly what happened to my kickball. Like,
ran the bases.
No, but I'm saying when I kicked the ball.
You felt shame after.
I felt shame after because I was like, that was a beautiful kick, though. So I was like,
it was a beautiful
kick. No, because that's what I'm like, when I kicked it, I thought I was going to go straight up into the air and just, you know, go
hit
down.
Up the wall.
But no, it curved and it somehow, like, aimed. It was like a missile target, like, ready to hit the targets. And it just went bing, bing. And then they. And then they just. I just remember them going, like that. And then I just ran, dude. I was like, yep.
Bro, which one of you guys hit the administrator?
No, that was with a football. I remember.
I wasn't there for that one. I was hoping that came up. You tell it, Will, right?
I don't remember
this.
I don't. But I remember.
I wasn't
about
there,
it.
But I heard about the story.
Okay.
Who was it? Who did that?
Was
it?
It was
Jacob.
It was Jacob.
No, it was Oh, you mean the kickball with the football?
The football.
Which administrator?
That was Jacob.
Oh, that was Jacob.
Yes.
That was Jacob. I remember. Oh, okay. I remember. I had left the academy for a couple of years, and I came back, and I was catching up on all these stories that had happened.
Oh my God.
And then one of the people was like, "Yeah, man." I was like, "What? So let's play football, right?" And they're like, "Nah, we can't play football anymore." I was like, "Why?" And they were like, "Jacob hit Mr. Palencia in the face with a football," and I'm like, "Hold on." Explain
what happened.
So they were playing football and Jacob overthrew it. Actually it was with Danny too. Danny went to catch it, he didn't catch it, and Mr. Palencia was entering through the gym doors and the ball clocked him in the eye. A lot of eye shots.
Yo, you guys were going for eyes back then.
Yeah, dude.
You were at the academy at that time.
You guys are
sick.
Mercy.
Yeah, but I never hit
with a football.
Teacher or an
think about it.
Yeah, but a football, man.
God. So I was like, great. You guys ruined it. Because I'm coming from public school, football, kickball, soccer, whatever we want, right? I'm like, great. Thanks a lot, guys. Just came back to the school. Now we can't play football.
Dude, there were so many things that had... Like, we had to, like... There was, like, banned because we were...
Dodgeball?
Yeah, dodgeball was definitely banned.
Okay, so dodgeball was such a fun game, but
you remember gym dodgeball?
That was
dodgeball?
Like a bloodbath.
Oh, yeah,
nah,
dude.
Bro. Having kids now and thinking about the way we used to play dodgeball, thank God they outlawed it or banned it.
They wouldn't handle
it. I don't know about you guys, but I would aim to, like...
I would aim to kill.
Yeah.
It's like
so much so that between us, we had to step... All right, guys, no face shots or head shots, please.
Yeah, dude.
But which is good because what I would start doing, I would resort, because for whatever reason... People, whenever like you throw it, they jump. So my go-to was to hit them in the legs. Yep. So when they in the air,
and they felt
boom. They
that was the greatest feeling. I mean, saying that now as an adult, because
you know,
like
you play Medal of Honor and you shoot them and they go flying.
Yeah,
that's exactly what would happen.
That is what would happen.
So I'm sorry. Dodgeball was awesome. I don't care.
Dude, dodgeball, kickball. What else was gone?
No, we were allowed to play kickball even after all those people got hit.
Guys, really? So
I don't. Well, yeah, you're right. No. You know what also happened? Because we used to kick them super hard, and we used to hit the lights from the gym.
So we weren't allowed to kick high.
Too. We were not. Yeah. We used to hit everything. The speakers, the little like the sound.
Twice a year.
To stop the
those sound boards or not sound boards. That's not the right way to call them, but. Those acoustic boards.
Something where like we would just hit them, and I just remember we were always saying, "Yo, those things are gonna fall and hurt somebody."
Yeah, like, but low key, I would like make a game out of it. I'd be like, oh, if I hit that one, it's 20 points. Hit that one, yep. 50 points.
Yeah, dude. Or like if you hit the window, high window.
There was a time where I would try to get like stuff stuck in there.
Yo, we used to throw stuff. Yeah, that's what I was trying to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like if it got stuck there, man, you know you won.
You guys, you remember when you used to in the bathrooms? And I know we're gonna get to the bathroom topics.
Oh yeah, definitely are.
But like you get like you would like wet the paper and just like go pop in the top.
Yeah.
And then like wait until like, somebody was using it and it hit somebody in the head while they were peeing or using the bathroom.
I remember there was that, and then towards the end of my time at the academy, people started throwing the pencils up there.
Whoa.
and the ones that had the styrofoam.
Yeah.
I think they got rid of those though. They redid it where they didn't have styrofoam.
They learned their lesson. Where?
Actually,
in the classrooms.
I think there's only one that had the styrofoam. That's the one downstairs in the gym, right?
The bathroom.
Yeah. Do any of them have styrofoam? You know, like they have this type of material, the styrofoam ish. Is there any bathrooms that has? Or I'm thinking maybe high school. I think I'm thinking high school. Never mind. No, but I do remember the toilet paper.
The toilet paper, man. Oh, what I used to do is like whenever my friends would be in the in the bathroom, I knew they'd be in the bathroom, mainly pooping. I'd get the paper and just like start pegging them. I would stand up and just like jump over and peg them while they're like in the toilet. Just, like,
you know what I just remembered too?
Like throwing water at them.
I just remembered going to the bathroom and spending like 20 minutes in there because we were making soap bubbles. We would grab the soap, mix it on our hand, and we're like, we can blow bubbles with soap.
Yeah. So here's the thing. We're writing things down in the notebook.
Yeah.
We're convinced that eventually the Lord will bless us enough. One of these days, where we're all financially in a great place, where we will be able to write a check to the Apostle Vargas
for all the stuff that we did,
for damages that we caused,
which reminds us
in the church. It would happen where things would break without us even trying.
God,
like,
bro,
like our reputation would break things for us.
Dude, do you remember the wall that I broke? Yeah, dude.
Well, he broke it because it was his body that went through the wall, but it wasn't his fault. So
you guys used me like a
freaking. Right.
So you guys remember?
Wait, was I there
to like charge to the castle?
so in the
charge.
It was a battering ram.
And what's now the studio, once we built the new temple, there was this wall. We didn't actually have a wall. It was just open space. No, we did have a wall for the service. And then they tore that wall down. And that was like where the kids used to be to like play, run around, whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember we used to like playing cops and robbers or tag a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And what happened was there was these two kids who I actually don't remember their names. And they used to love bothering Alex because he was chubby when we were a kid. So they'd be like, run, fat boy, run. So, no, I say it because that's kind of like really what it was. And they conspired to like mailbox Alex. So I remember that like Alex was like in this corner, right? And the two kids, one was right behind Alex, crouched down, ready for it. And the kid pushed him and Alex fell back. And I could not believe my eyes. He broke through the wall.
Kids are mean.
Yeah, dude.
Alex got mailboxed and fell through the wall.
You know how I also remember this? So this is what happened. So like I remember they were trying to mailbox me, but I remember them trying to push me and he didn't do it right.
Yeah.
So then somehow everybody that saw him trying to push me decided, hey, let's grab him
and colluding
and charge into the wall or something like that. And so I don't think they were charging for the wall. They just wanted to push me down. But it ended up like that. It ended up them breaking, like them charging me into the wall, and Man, dude, they look like you could have. If you could imagine, hold on. If you could imagine this, imagine you seeing a bunch of cockroaches after you turn on the lights. That's how they all scattered. Yeah, we were all like gone. I'm just like, yo, y'all left me to die out here. Like, you guys are evil.
I do remember somebody asking me like, what I was like. They pushed him.
No, they definitely pushed me because I was nowhere in my mind did I think, hey, let me just charge my body into this wall like in
Sonic.
No, dude, and I remember I was
here
like,
I go.
Yeah, dude, and I just remember like I was like stuck in the wall because I was pushed in deep.
Yeah, bro.
And I was like, yo, I can't even get out of here. Like, dude, I just felt like I was about to be like manhandled by the pastor.
But yeah, like things would break. I mean, I think I don't know how this happened.
You can't see that hole, by the way, now.
No, not anymore.
Much like William's house, they like put spackle over it, and you could see the difference in the paint. But where that is now is, it's the studio. That's where we have this frame of like this the backdrop of New York City.
Yeah.
So that's there, and I'm convinced they put it there because that's where the mark for you being in the wall is from.
Nah. Yeah, man. But there was we can't. No.
Oh wait. So then before hold on. Not that stories. One. So no. Well, let's
no.
We can't. We can't use the name though.
Yeah, we can't use.
Change right, the name.
So teacher feel like.
No.
Stop. I hate you.
Like, can I tell them the story about the bathroom then?
Yes.
So, right. As we're thinking about like the name for the person we want to introduce for the next topic.
Teacher feel like.
No.
Yeah. Wow, so dude, we're gonna have to take a break and record the second episode.
Wait. We can I just
very shortly.
First?
No,
there's no way
we're gonna
have
to.
You got 5 minutes.
So here we go.
No way you're gonna be able to finish.
I can finish the story in 5 minutes. Anyway, so this is what happened.
4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Let me finish then. Sheesh. Anyways, so there we go. So like we were at the bathroom, and I remember we were playing tag or something like this.
I really don't know how we all ended up in the bathroom.
We all ended up in the bathroom. We were just fooling around, just joking around, pushing each other, and then for some reason
we weren't even pushing each other.
No, we were not pushing each other.
Whatever happened.
So,
you suck at stories.
No,
hey,
let me finish.
Okay, I'll give you the backdrop. Right, so I'll continue. Right. So there was a certain stretch of time at Freeport Bible Center where there was an event every weekend.
Yeah.
For some reason, every Saturday. I remember being there every Saturday, and God bless all of our parents. You know who. We're so dedicated to serving the church.
Amen.
But there was always something. So we were always there, and for lack, I don't know, there was no kids.
Entertainment.
There was no kids ministry at that time to watch us. We weren't allowed to roam free. So
not
we were
a good idea.
We would like be together just playing hide and go seek or tag, and one day we were in the bathroom, Alex.
Oh no. We were all in the bathroom. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and I know we were getting ready to play tag or hide and seek, and we had decided who was it.
Yes!
We had decided who was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were.
Well, I think we had played around.
That's
and
what
then
I was saying.
Like,
we were already
again.
Playing because it was also, I remember because
no,
it
no,
was
no.
Dark.
We had finished, and then we ran in the bathroom. Okay, like, all right, okay. Let's pick who's it this time. And I think we had done Dougie Diamond or Bubblegum, whatever it is.
Whatever it was. Yeah.
And we had chosen, so we were like, all right, let's all scatter.
And we all ran out.
And Alex?
And
so
we
go ahead. No, so like what happened was that we ended up, well, some reason I think I broke it because.
You didn't break it.
How did it break?
Okay, so what happened was we all ran out. We literally just like opened the door, swung open.
Yeah, and
we all ran out. I don't know where I was, and I don't know where you guys were.
Now we were all in separate places.
All I heard was a, like the door. It was
door
louder than that.
The
it was
door
like a
slammed.
Huge slam, and then like a second there was like boom, and I don't know, it was a even bigger crash. And I remember we all stopped. We were just like,
yeah, I stopped in the hallway where I was, and I was like. Should I go
what
back?
What was that?
That's what it was.
And so
we all went back
and we saw that
the mirror
had like fallen and it couldn't get up. It was just
no, okay.
It was
needed life alert.
It was it was broken.
But
and
the crazy thing was the glass didn't break.
Yeah.
It was just like
only
the frame.
The frame broke.
And only like a little chip, but it sounded like the biggest crash in the world.
Yeah,
I mean, it was noticeable, but it wasn't like a huge breakage.
Oh my god.
And then I just remember we had put it up and we all walked out again.
Yeah.
And then it fell again and
we were trying to put it back together.
Yeah, dude. And I remember we were like, no, nothing's gonna happen. This can't get any worse.
Yeah.
Yes. It got worse because Gio's dad came
out of nowhere.
Yeah, dude. And we were just like, oh my.
And I was like,
we were caught red-handed because it had to just fall in again.
Yeah, and we were trying to put it together.
And we just had put it back
on. Yeah, we just put it back.
And then my dad walks in and I'm just like,
yeah, oh, we're screwed.
Crap.
And Gio's dad at the time was an elder in the church.
Oh my god.
So like, well, we're screwed.
Yep.
And I just remember him being like,
you guys all acted like your moms had called you, and you're like, dude, yeah. And you left me in the bathroom, yeah, and I was just like,
your dad, man.
Well, your dad couldn't do anything.
Well, he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. I don't know what happened in your mind, but we were in the church, so okay, I was protected by the Holy Spirit.
For sure.
Amen. Okay, glory to God. That's a preaching right there. The Lord will protect you from a butt whooping as long as you're in the church.
Gia talks
and
about
there's a chance that people can walk in.
In the podcast that they were, where he would go to hide from his parents, oh, so man, they would cool off.
So, yeah.
That's great.
So, but I got, I just knew I was going to get it when I got home.
All right, guys, so we're going to take a break, and we're going to end the first part of this right now. So thank you guys for tuning in. We're about to go record our second episode. I think take a water break or something.
Part two.
And then we'll be back to record the second part. Hope you guys enjoyed our silly songs with Larry. No, I'm just kidding. Confessions of a Christian child.
Wow.
All right, guys. So thank you and goodbye.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call my... All right, guys. Thank you for waiting. We are now recording part two of Confessions of a Christian Child.
Is this what it's called?
That's what it's called officially.
Okay.
I'm here with...
Real quick, I'm a legal studies major. This is Giovanni speaking. I'm gonna do a quick disclaimer. The following content that you're about to hear and listen to is coming from our past experiences, yes, our stories. This in no way, shape, or form reflects what we believe in currently.
Yes,
how we view things or the things that we do now.
We were stupid back then.
We are changed creatures. Yes. Okay, we gave our lives to God.
Again.
Okay, and we are a new creation. So amen. With that being said, we can continue.
Yeah, we've matured a lot since all this happened.
We have matured.
And as you guys remember, the whole point of this podcast is to show you guys
how real we are.
How transparent and, you know, we did dumb stuff too.
Yeah. Okay? Exactly. And it's I hope that people don't misinterpret this, because someone can easily listen to this podcast and be like, oh, wow, you know, Christians are actually hypocrites. And no, that's not the purpose
of
it.
Not the purpose.
It's just like, yo, we're real. We go through the same stuff as you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just at the end of the day,
yep,
like, we know what we did. We realized that we failed. And you know what? We just gave it all and left it at the cross. And because of that, we're better for it. Amen. Not better than you. We're just ourselves. We're better people for it. I don't know if you guys want to piggyback off of that.
That's about it. I mean, again, we were kids. Just like how any adult nowadays can laugh about their childhood and the dumb mistakes they made.
Yep.
We can do the same thing.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm never cutting myself for a girl again.
So if you guys are listening right now for the first time, go check out part one.
Please.
Because that's explained in depth in that episode.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've been wanting to do this for a while, and we know we couldn't just do one episode. All right, so let's get right into it.
I feel like we should do more than just 5 episodes. Just
we have
saying.
A bunch of
we have so many
not
stories,
today,
man.
But we
well,
can
not
do.
Today, for sure.
Yeah,
but we always do.
Who's going to start?
Getting past my bedtime, guys.
Yeah. That's cute.
Alex, you can start.
Sure. All right, anyway, so let me start off with the story that's...
Oh, by the way, so I have William, Alex, and Gio recording with me. Again, if you're tuning into this episode and you didn't hear part one.
All right, so
don't be a rebel and not listen to part one.
Yeah.
God is watching.
Go to part two. Watch it. Don't, you know, part one.
Yeah.
It'll all make sense.
It will make this experience so much better.
So much better.
Yeah.
All right, Alex.
So anyways, this is going to go back
and like,
to...
I'm just going to interrupt you.
That's awesome. You know what it was? You know why he's doing this? Because I interrupted his first podcast story. So I am fully aware of what he's trying to do here. He's not low.
Yo, I came late, guys, today. So AB wasn't answering his phone.
I figured...
That maybe they were like recording, they weren't, so I was just like insisting on the call for so long. So
yeah, I checked my phone. I'm like, why is Gio calling me so aggressively? And when he comes in, he's like, did you guys start? I was like, oh, that's why, because I record on my phone.
Yeah.
And I learned my lesson that day to put my phone on airplane mode from there on.
Yeah.
So anyway, Alex, go ahead.
So wait, hold on, I'm gonna make sure everything's cool.
Wait, what?
I'm just saying, I want to make sure everything is cool. I didn't say anything.
Go.
All right, go. Here we go. We're going to go with the story of...
We're good, man. Continue on.
Sheesh. We'll wait until you guys are settled down, because I want to do the story.
All right.
All right, please, without further ado.
We're not saying anything. Come on.
Bro, can you just get started?
Yeah, all right. So we're going to start off with...
Stop interrupting
him. Wow.
Reading.
Wow. Okay, we're gonna start with the story.
That when I was in third,
when I was in third grade. All right, listen. When I was in third grade, I remember we were playing.
Hold on. Actually, before you continue,
why does this sound like the beginning of a Macklemore song?
Yeah, right.
Oh my god.
But before you actually, continue,
I'm not even gonna continue.
If you guys hear us do a weird pause, it's because we're trying to be respectful of people mentioned in these stories.
Yes, so we're trying to
put
their names,
put their real names. And now, seriously, Alex, really get started.
Okay, so then this was the story when we were in third grade, and I remember that. We were just getting into like watching wrestling. Like WWE was like a big part.
You just opened up a Pandora's box right now.
Yeah, dude.
This is all this episode is gonna be about.
Yeah, dude. WWE was like a thing for us. We were like so involved in terms of like
the action figures,
like everything, action figures, costumes, the belts, man. We used to have.
Bro, we made a whole freaking rock paper scissors game because we love WWE that much.
Yeah, dude. So I just remember that
sticks or numbers.
We even like try to like pretend that we were like the actual like WWE superstars.
What do you mean used to? I still do.
All right. Well,
I do you know moves on Gabriel and Elijah all the time.
You know, I was just gonna say that.
Okay, I still do too.
Gabriel seems like the kind of kid that you would just, you know,
just toss him around like a rag doll.
Bro, he loves it. I give him power bombs all the time.
I chokes on him.
Elijah's the same. He's so skinny. That's why it's so easy to do.
Gabriel, that's Gabriel.
But yeah. So anyways, back then I used to pretend that I was like Batista or if not Eddie Guerrero, because they were like, well, Batista was more like my size, I guess. He was a lot bigger, stockier. Mm-hmm. So like, I used to do like what's called
tallest one
and the tallest one, yeah,
and the strongest one. So.
Yeah.
So like doing like a Batista bomb was like my
specialty.
Yeah, was my specialty, I guess. So I just remember that
because you're the only one who could pick up John.
I could literally pick my brother up because he was like maybe 50 pounds and
he was like 10 pounds soaking wet.
No,
Jonathan.
You're not here. Yeah.
You were skinny, little thing.
Therefore, you will get roasted.
And then you got fat.
Nobody told you to go look for dogs.
And then he got skinny again.
Naked dogs.
Yeah. Naked dogs.
Anyway, so I just remember. Well, that's not the story that I'm going to bring up. I'm going to bring up the story where we were at a playground, and then I just remember that I actually asked one of my friends. Well, this was after church. Actually, we were like.
I was there, but I was on the other side.
Yeah, so one of our friends, I'm not gonna mention his name, we were playing tag, and we were like, hey, let's just do wrestling or something. So then we decided to play wrestling, and I said to all the guys that were there, yo, pin him to the ground. And this is when we used to have monkey bars, so like you could literally climb up and like you could do stuff from the like from the top, and like I may pretend like you're on the turnbuckles or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just remember that I did something with my elbow, and I tapped my elbow and I said, oh, like power drive or something like that,
like Shawn Michaels to do the
which comes from Randy Savage.
Yes.
And Alex likes when I did the Randy Savage. Oh yeah, dig it. God, my mom's gonna hit me.
That was really loud.
That's amazing. I love when he does that, man. It's the best.
Yeah, I'm just like looking over my shoulder.
Yeah, me too.
Because the door is over there. Guys, and I'm like right in front of AB, so if that chancleta flies, I'm just like,
done. Guys, if you guys don't hear my voice for a while, because I got sent to my room.
Oh, man. So anyways, I remember doing the pile driver, and I just remember...
Hold him down.
Yeah, I just remember saying that, like, yo, pin him to the ground. And then I just remember it was maybe like... He was a big kid, too. Like, he wasn't big. He was just strong. So like, it was maybe like four of us holding him down while I was preparing like this majestic like signature move on him. And I ended up hurting him. I actually broke his arm. And I just remember that I honestly didn't think about it too much. I was like, you know, he's just being a baby about it. And actually... cracked something.
You never really think someone's actually hurt whenever you do these things. Yeah. You see them like the people on TV, they get
exactly.
Back up in this
but
nothing.
Tell them about how he was the real MVP. And he
So this is what happened. So when I actually heard something crack or pop in his arm, like his body, and I was just like, yeah, that's nothing. It's no big deal. But then I see him maybe like he didn't come to school for like 4 days, and he comes and he comes with a cast. I'm just like, yo, bro, what happened to you? Like, we're all concerned, and he was like, yeah, I just got hurt. We were like, oh, and the thing is that he didn't tell us that I broke his arm or whatever, because he was like, he was the MVP, because he held that story down for like maybe 6 years or something, maybe more than that.
Didn't you tell me his mom had asked him what
happened? Yeah, his mom asked him, like, yo, how did you break your arm? He said, I ran into a pole or something like that, because he was just not trying to get me in trouble. I was like, yo, bro. And he told me that story like when we were already older.
He's a good friend.
Yeah, he was
a
good friend.
So you, if you're hearing this.
Yeah, if your arm is broken.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
And we love you.
Yeah. We do.
We may not be in contact as much as we are before. before.
We low key miss you, bro.
Yeah, man.
We do miss you.
So, anyways, I just want to say you're the real MVP, man, for holding it down. And I'm truly sorry for for the troubles that I've caused you.
The damage,
and the damage,
we're talking
bro.
About people breaking stuff.
Yeah, dude. Oh, seriously. And I just remember, and this is because I was also fat too. So like, I was a big boy. So like. Of course, something was gonna happen. Like, hefty, I broke hefty, somebody. Hefty. Yeah, hefty, hefty.
And his arm was like, wimpy, wimpy, wimpy. Did you know we were kids?
Yeah,
you know?
Man. I just remember him, like, telling me the story, and I was just like, yo, bro, that is nuts. I didn't even remember, like, I just remember doing it, but I just don't remember, like, having him, like, say that I broke his arm or whatever. But I just remember him telling me, like, after, like, years and years of later, him just saying, like, you know, you actually broke my arm that day you did that on me. I was like, oh, man, that's insane, man.
So, speaking of breaking things, there's so, yeah. a story of Jonathan, Alejandro's little brother. And there's a lot of these, but I only one. And we'll tell more when Jonathan's actually present. Yeah. Alex and Jonathan were at my house. And I walked down the stairs. I will never forget this day, because till this day, I still don't understand what happened. I was walking down the steps of my house in Seaford, and Jonathan's behind me, and next thing I know, Jonathan falls down the stairs behind me, and I'm like, dude, you were just at the top of the steps, what happened? This is way after, and Jonathan's like, I don't know what happened that day, I just remember rolling down the stairs, and Jonathan hits his head on my glass, not my glass, on my tile floor, and he cut his head open. Yeah, Jonathan cut
I did not know this story.
Yeah, Jonathan cut his head open at my house. I remember Maria, Alex's mom, and my mom are washing his head out in the sink.
What?
There was so much blood. I just remember it being so much red water. And I was like, oh my God, I can see his brain. I couldn't actually see his brain, but I was like...
Yeah, you guys can't see this, but my jaw is like open right now.
Yeah, and then I go, and I'm like, I go to Alex, and I'm like, dude, I saw his brain. And then Alex is like, we're in the room, we were playing video games, and I just remember Alex like praying in the back of the room, oh, and I'm like, God. Dude, he'll be okay. And he's like, dude, he cut his head open, I gotta pray for him. And I was like,
what happened?
Okay,
though?
Cool. He still doesn't know what happened.
There's a lot of things he doesn't remember.
Wait, wasn't there another time where he like also fell down the stairs and chopped his tongue off with his teeth?
I wasn't there for that one. That was actually, I think, before I met
him. Real talk, when it comes to Alex and Jonathan, these kids are indestructible.
Yeah, man.
And they've tried.
Yo, remember the story that they told? I mean, Alejandro would be here telling this, but he's busy
making ramen noodles.
Making anyways, ramen noodles. There was a story that he told us that they had a laser pointer.
Which one? There's many laser pointer stories.
Well, the one where they were at the top floor and there was a man, like, on the street in Hempstead.
Oh, my God.
He was on the street in Hempstead, and then, I don't know, they were just, like, playing around. Well, they did it to a bunch of people, but they said that there's this one time that they did it to a man, and he freaked out.
Yeah, I was there
he
for
freaked
that
out.
One.
They pointed it at him. He tried, you know, walking away, and the laser, you know, it kept following him. And then at one point he started freaking out, and then he called the cops.
Oh my god.
He was like, help me, I'm about to be shot at.
You want ramen?
Yeah, I'll take some
ramen. So I was there. So what happened was we had a laser pointer, and we would just point it down the street. So on the sidewalk. So there was this one person who like was walking, and then they just went to the side, and the laser kept following them, and they just kept dodging, and then one guy just sprinted away and was like, I don't know what's going on. There was one guy who,
I would be scared too.
Yeah, there was one guy who saw it, like, hit the floor, like, he stopped, dropped, and rolled and moved out of the way. And then there was the one William was telling about, the guy called the cops, and we're in the 7th floor of a building, so they can't possibly tell it's from right there. But I remember us just, like, hiding at the window and just, like, peeking over and being like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? Obviously, they didn't find us. It's so hard to pinpoint. But yeah, that was a crazy story. This guy felt his life was threatened. Yeah. And with good reason, now that I'm an adult, if I see a infrared dot pointing at me,
man, with the way things are nowadays, hell yeah.
Yeah, especially nowadays. Oh my God.
Speaking of cops.
No, but we'll get to that later when we have everybody here. You guys get the cops called on you quite a couple of times. But going back to what, you know, Alex was saying about wrestling and how it took over our lives, do you guys remember how, like, and this was when Because remember how, like, we used to have, like, in FCA, we had the classes together, so we would have our classes. Like, one year I would be with you guys, yeah, and another year I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what classes was for, but this was when we were all really into wrestling. Like, William thought he was Jeff Hardy.
He still does.
Alex thought he was Batista. I don't know who you thought you were. I thought I was Randy Orton. So I don't know about you guys, but I went through a phase where, like, I would wait, and I don't know if you guys remember this.
Bro, there's no way you cooked that enough.
Yo, yeah, there's not cooked enough.
You just gotta get it to warm up.
Yeah, just let it soak a little bit.
Yep.
But I don't know if you guys remember this, but at least from my point of view, I would wait till, like, the teachers were not looking, or they would be with somebody, and I would wait until someone would turn around, and I would just RKO them. I would RKO. Like, I remember, like, images in my brain of James walking to, like, the back. You know how, like, the closets were in the back?
Yeah.
And, like, he would go to, like, I don't know, get, like, a, I don't know, like, a book or something, or, like, a pencil. And I would just patiently wait to, like, crap, what's her name? Miss...
Which teacher? Wait, what grade? Miss Joanna?
No. The assistant teacher. It's okay, she didn't know. She's not responsible for anything. Mm-hmm. The Filipino one.
Oh, wait.
I know what you're talking about.
What's her name? Anyway, she would be, like, busy with somebody, and I would just wait. And, like, poor James was, like, a deer in headlights.
Hold on. Before you continue, James, shout out to James, because he's
yo,
holding
my boy
down.
James.
He's holding
yo.
It down at the Army right
mad
now.
Mad respect,
shout
bro.
Shout out to you, James.
Mad
you,
respect.
You have
I mean,
me weak with your Instagram stories.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Next time you come back, we really got to hang out.
And we're proud of you. We're so proud
really
of
are,
you.
Yo, thanks
thank
for all
you
do, by the way.
Thanks for your, yeah, thanks seriously. For your service.
But now it's time to roast you.
Yes. IRKO. What is he, in the Navy? What is he?
He's in the army.
IRKO'd an army guy.
Right,
I can go without saying that.
I was not
loud. Dude, I would RKO him and everybody, like, first, second I got. I don't know, like, dude, there were times where William thought he was Jeff Hardy. Like, did you ever get to do the Swanton?
That was too daredevilish for me to do. I wouldn't even do it.
What would you do? You would do the Twist of Fate, though.
At one point, I thought it was John Cena. I tried to pick up people, I think, for
God.
What's called now an attitude adjustment. But back then, can I say it was called
the
FU.
FU. Friggin' PG era.
Which is a play on the F5, anyways.
Exactly.
I'm showing my colors.
Yeah, you're breaking kayfabe.
Shut up, I hate you so much.
Breaking kayfabe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, anyways.
But yeah, dude, I remember a story or a moment like it was yesterday, because I feared for my life and for this kid's life. You know how they would line us up? Back in the day, the studio was open, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they would, like, line us up against the walls, right? Waiting to, like, after we were done with our food or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember, again, waiting till nobody was looking. And this was, like, I was watching a lot of videos of, like, The Rock doing the people's DDT, right?
People's elbow?
No, the DDT.
Oh, that's right. He had the DDT.
DDT. And so what I would do was...
He's going to be on it on Tuesday.
Yeah, I waited till, like, nobody was looking. And I Sean stood up for whatever reason. You guys remember Sean?
Yeah.
I remember until he stood up. And I, like, fake kicked him. But, like, enough where, like, he felt it and went down. And I grabbed his head. And I gave him a DDT on the floor of the studio.
And you didn't know how to do this? You don't know. Obviously, you didn't know how to
bro,
do DDT.
Bro, all I heard was... And I was like, this kid's dead. His body went limp. And I remember grabbing him and, like, cradling him like a wounded bird, and just holding him, so, like, I didn't want to get in trouble. I remember teachers would pass by me, and I just be like, I would hide his body, like, I felt like a criminal, cause he was just crying.
Are you smooth?
I don't know. He was crying, though. I was just like, yo, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
Yeah, he didn't
nobody
get...
got the joke.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the joke. I'm just too in the fact that I really thought I was gonna get suspended.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not like your mom wasn't the...
She wasn't the principal.
She suspended me already. Mm-hmm. I saw the story already.
Speaking of who... I think Avery remembers this the most. Remembers this best when Christian speared James. Did he spear James? What the heck happened?
Yes. Yeah, you know why I remember? Because Christian did that. Only got detention, and I slapped a kid.
And I slapped a kid and I got suspended.
And
too.
I got suspended. But Christian.
I slapped Kevin.
Yeah, I slapped Jendy. Chendi, I love you. We hashed this out a long time ago. Yeah. It was a reflex. It was an instinct.
Kevin and I never hashed it out.
Oh, maybe that's why he doesn't talk to you anymore.
That's probably why.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So tell. Actually, I remember that story. I remember you goaded Christian into doing.
I did no such thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyways,
I'm an innocent party here.
I don't recall.
But I can neither confirm.
You have to have Christian get his point of view
of
this.
But anyway, so yeah, Christian's gonna actually hop on soon, so he can tell the story for himself. But somebody. We don't know who. Somebody. They goaded Christian into doing the spear. Stop with Chichufido Lai. You're going to ruin the video.
You're going to ruin this video, man.
So anyways. It's not a video. It's a podcast. And they were like, so when James comes in, just spear him. And I kid you not, Christian is at one end of the gym. And just to give you guys an idea, the gym is probably 50 yards long, right?
Something it's a little bit than smaller than a.
It's definitely more than that. More
it's like 50. Almost your average size of an actual basketball court.
At least
a little bit smaller, level. A little bit smaller because it's like college.
More narrow.
It's high school size. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Bottom line, it's a basketball court.
Yeah, it's a basketball court.
Definitely.
So okay. Christian ran from one end of the basketball court to the other as James walked in, and he speared the crap out of him. When I tell you he speared the crap out of him, I mean, like, James' legs went up and everything.
Goldberg levels.
Yeah. Scott came out.
Yeah. And if you guys know
comes out of the uniform.
Oh, my God. Just like Andres in the past had his spirit knocked out of him.
Yeah, dude.
James' spirit knocked out. This is why James is secretly in the army. So, James, if you're hearing this, I know you're like, I never want this to happen to me ever again. So, this is why... You're in the army now.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But yeah, he like full blown spear, like again, like Gio said, like Goldberg level of spear. Yeah, and we were all like, oh my God, he did it.
Yeah, dude.
I just remember, like, what's this guy's name? The announcer.
JR.
Oh my God, he's broken in half.
Good God almighty.
Yeah,
he's broken in half.
Michael Cole, watch out.
It's like spear.
Yeah, can I tell you what actually I remember? So, like, yeah, when you told that story, I remember also, like, the way he fell reminded me of, like, the bowling pins when they get striked out. Like, he looked like... No, because his feet came up in the air.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
and
bro.
That's why I started to crack up even more, because when... And the funniest thing, too, is that your mom, when she was the principal at the time, she saw it happen, and then she just literally was eating. She was eating something, and I just remember her like wiping her mouth with a napkin, and then calls Christian over with like one finger.
That sounds like her.
She wipes her mouth. And she says, "Come here," and I'm just like, "Oh, he's gonna get it! You go get it!" Like, yes. And then I was expecting.
Gio just mimicked his mom.
Yeah, I was expecting a suspension out of him.
Because of course, right?
Yeah, because dude, that was like that was
broke a child in half,
and it was planned. That's the thing. It was planned.
Premeditated.
So then I was expecting
do it.
A serious suspension of at least 2 days. And no, she just goes to him and says, "Yeah, you're getting detention." I was like, wow.
Shout out to you, mommy, if you're listening.
It's like the heart of that's the heart of a mother right
for
there.
For your many suspensions and detentions.
Yeah, man.
That, you know, should have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it really should.
Seriously. The things that we did could have gotten us expelled for sure.
Nowadays.
Dude, it's I'm telling you.
Yeah, man.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, wrestling was... William, you probably remember this story. Do you remember when they got rid of the stage and everything, and there was a big white outline of tape in the old temple?
And it was a square.
And it was a rectangle / square, and this was in church.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And we used to love doing the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Oh yes.
And the one time we actually were able to do like a real wrestling thing that happened like really out of nowhere, and mm-hmm. I still don't know how I did it.
The people that took care of us didn't even know what was going
on. Yeah, they weren't doing a good
job. They were just assuming that we were just, you know, normal playing around, but really.
They thought we were pros.
Yeah.
They let us rock. They low key were probably like fans of the WWE.
They're like, wow, they had the courage to
do that. They probably want to get into. For all we know, they were probably like announcing in the background amongst each other.
Can you imagine if they were?
That would have been really cool.
In Spanish, they were Ricardo Rodriguez.
Mauro Ranallo.
But anyways,
I remember there was this one time that I think there was like maybe four of us left, and I just happened to be one of the four, and I was getting hype. And I think, how do you get each other out? You're supposed to push each other off the white line, right?
We didn't push each other. We like threw each other over the white line.
All right, so I see AB on the floor, like, real helpless, like, helpless as anyone could be.
As a snail.
And, you know, I try to, like, I guess push him over, right? Or throw him over, well, quote-unquote, throw him over.
I remember you trying to spear me.
Was it that? I don't know.
You tried to spear me.
He was on the floor, and then on his back. So I go and try to, I guess, spear him, and then out of nowhere, this guy gives me a scissor headlock and then flips me right out of the quote-unquote ring. I'm like, are you kidding me?
How did you do that?
I remember that.
I was a pretty flexible kid. I still don't know. I just remember it happening and being like, oh my God, I'm Rey Mysterio.
So I'm there. I'm like, are you kidding me? You were on the floor, on the brink of being eliminated. But no. God didn't want it that way. It's all good.
Yeah, right. The Lord intervened and gave me the flexibility to not get killed.
Because I don't know how he pulled it off. He somehow got his legs around my neck and just flipped me out of the ring. Yeah. I will never forget that.
Yeah, dude. And it's crazy. It's like, I remember it too. It was like,
you remember watching it?
Yeah,
right?
I remember watching it happen. I'm just like, how? How could this be, man?
How sway?
How did this happen?
How sway?
Yeah, man. I was like, how did you let you this happen?
You didn't have the answers.
You don't got the answers,
bro. I really was just like in shock, bro. I was like, dang, maybe you're.
Yeah, how'd they let us do this in church? How'd they let us do this in church?
I just remember, again, because Alex was Batista.
Yes.
And the way Jonathan would always get eliminated, and we used to let it kind of happen too, because again, Alex was the biggest and the most powerful, but he was the one who would get stopped when he went to do, he would do the Batista bomb to get Jonathan out. But of course, you know, head scissors and tackles don't catch people's attention. No.
When you lift a kid in the air.
In the air. That catches
you're
people.
About to slam him against the concrete. That raises
carpeted
the eyebrow.
Carpeted concrete.
Sorry. Doesn't make it better.
A little bit. It's all hurt when you hit it.
God, yeah. But yeah, man. So that's some of the how wrestling took over.
WWFBC.
WWFBC. Wow, that should be the title of a whole separate episode. WWFBC.
That was nuts.
Man, there's a lot of stuff.
That's
you know, but people ask me. They're like, you went to private school, so you must not have had fun. I was like, yeah, I don't know about you. But I had a great time because I went with all of my good friends, you know, at least for a majority of the time.
Of course. And that helped us stick together. Let's be honest.
For sure. And now we could get together and tell these stories. Yeah. And
for a while, we've been sworn to secrecy together. So this is the first time that people are actually getting to hear our stories.
Yeah. And we're just scratching the surface.
So
by
back
the way.
To the kid that Alex hit, whose arm he broke.
Oh, my God.
Were you guys there? This was, so you know how there's two walls, right?
Oh God!
There's like what like one of the hoops are there. That's the one I'm talking about. So we were like, you walk in to the left, all the way there, and we're all there. I don't know what we were doing. I don't know if we were playing roughhousing, but this kid, I don't know, just runs and like slams into the wall.
I remember you guys telling me this story. I hadn't. It was the same year I came back.
Yeah, I remember that.
Come here. Yo, but what happened?
All right, so this is what happened. So
just for you guys to know, the reason why Alex is in is now is because he tried to give them crude and hard noodles to these people. And I was like, Alex, the noodles are like poking me in the eye. That's how like...
Take that back.
Anyways, so tell the story.
Yeah, my bad. So
what happened?
I'm officially making good noodles. Anyways, so this is what happened. So this was like when Franz had just
so
came
many
in.
Jokes I can
oh,
Franz, this was like maybe the first day Franz came. So Franz was one of our friends. He was one of our friends back then.
Shout out to Franz. You're in a band now, man. Good for you. With Jacob. So shout out to Jacob and Franz and Hoax.
And Kevin.
Hey,
and Hoax. Kevin. Kevin's at med school.
Franz-tastic.
Got tired of getting slaps.
Anyways, so this is what happened. So I remember.
I love you, brother.
I just remember it was me. I forgot who else was with me that day.
I really don't know. All I remember from that day is just him going.
So anyway,
that was Franz's first day at the academy, right?
That's what I was gonna mention. This was Franz's first day at school, and I remember that we were playing around, and then Andres like literally. Like runs into the wall thinking that was going to save his life from whatever that was happening, and he slams his head like you can, like, if you ever heard, like, you know, you clashing coconuts together.
Wow.
That's exactly what it sounded just like that.
Wow.
The way he hit the wall, I was like, bro, are you okay? But the thing is that he was unconscious.
I just remember catching him.
Yeah.
And
I remember we caught him. We were like, bro, are you okay? And then he didn't respond.
He just did nothing.
And we were like, bro, oh my gosh, I think he's like,
He's really gone.
I remember carrying him with someone else to the like the boys' bathroom, dude, and they just sprayed him with water.
That's right.
According to the story, wasn't it you and Gio that brought him to the bathroom?
I guess that's what it was. And it was me and Gio, and then I remember Franz actually offered to help us on the way to the bathroom because he was like, "Hey, you guys need some help?" And we were like, "Yes, please."
I was just like, "Yo, this is his first
you're the real MVP.
First day, getting your hands dirty."
Yeah, man, he really helped us for that criminal act that we did.
Oh my god! So then,
and then anyways, we rushed him to the bathroom because we didn't want him to we didn't want anybody to know.
I was tired of getting detention.
We sat him down on the toilet because with the lid down, of course. But then we just kept splashing water in his face, and then we were like, "Bro, wake up!" And then he didn't wake up, and we were like, "Damn, we killed him."
What else would you think?
First arm.
So this is what we think about. Like, we're like, "Yo, and in my mind, it crossed my mind, like, "Yo, should we roll him to the basement and where the gymnasium was?"
You mean with a weight room?
With the weights were by the doctor.
No, I was scared. I was like, "Yo, it was like a good 3 minutes, and this kid was not responding."
And that's what scared me more because it felt like forever.
I was like, "Yo, should we call somebody?"
Yeah, we really thought about it.
You know what it was? I'm surprised nobody checked the cameras at that point.
We'll get into the cameras and the guardian angel that we have with the cameras later.
Dude, so I just
that's right.
Yeah, dude. And so anyways, I remember he got up. We were like, "Oh my gosh, you're okay. Thank God. We can go back to eat lunch now." bro, it was burgers that day. I was really looking forward to that burger.
Shout out to Oscar, because when it was burger day, the burgers were fire.
Do you guys remember his enchiladas?
That's right, but that was for church, though. That was only for church.
No, but he would do it for school sometimes. There was a time he would do it.
I just don't remember.
It was after, I think, the Christmas cantata, they were banging.
Oh yes.
And that's so right.
we just continued making it.
Yes. I love you. We run the Bible Institute now together.
Yeah.
True MVP.
I like how the guy that was telling the story just walked away.
Yeah, because he's a,
he's a good noodle.
He's a good noodle.
Anyways, going back to the story. So, he woke up, and then we were just like, "All right, let's go get lunch. I hope you're okay, buddy." And so then we go sit down, and then actually one of our teachers, the lunch ladies, I guess, found out we were gone. She was like, "¿Y por qué se fueron todos para el baño?" That is English for "Why'd you guys leave to the bathroom?" So then we were trying to explain our story, and then the minute we try to explain our story, nope, detention for all of you. We were just explaining our story. If you would just give us a chance, we could think of something quick, and we could tell you what happened.
But you guys deserved it, though.
But no, of course we deserved it, but bro. But
you got detention for that?
No,
I didn't get detention for that.
That's what I'm saying. She was ranting.
Of course, the kid who was there the first day got detention.
But
right?
He got detention. That's the thing, because he actually followed the rules. And then I was like, "Bro, I am so sorry, but thank you for taking this one for us."
He didn't know better.
Yeah, dude, he was just like, "Oh, I got detention," and then. I was like, "Damn."
He didn't have the experience.
I was like, "Well, that sucks for you, bro." I didn't get detention. And so I just remember him just telling us that. But I don't think he got too upset about it until maybe a couple years later. I don't think he actually remembers it. But I just remember just that.
I think he remembers.
He probably does.
Yo, Alex, do you remember the quarter story?
Which story?
The quarters?
Which one? What? Which one is this?
The quarters.
The quarters. I'm trying to remember. I don't know.
And the door?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I remember this story.
Took me a while too to get it.
So, I don't know if I should mention his name though. Don't mention his name. I'm not going to mention his name. So
the person's name.
I was at this person's house, and this is when we were super cool. Back then we used to have sleepovers, and then
I was never allowed to go.
Yeah, I used to have sleepovers at this person's house and
sleepovers.
Yeah, so anyways, my mom...
And in hindsight, with this kid, I'm glad I never did.
Yeah, so anyways, my friend was throwing... it was already 12 o'clock or something like that, and he was just...
They had told you guys to go to sleep
already.
Yeah,
he had already told us to go to sleep, so it was really late. So we were just obviously, we're kids, we didn't want to go to sleep. We were just going to keep playing around. And I just remember him tossing nickels and dimes at me and quarters
as
I'm
trying to
sleep. I was sleeping on the couch, and he was sleeping across in his room. Yeah, so in his room, throwing quarters at me and hitting me in the face with them. I was like, "Bro, this is in the dark, and you're hitting me in the face. You have great aim, dude." Yeah, you had great aim.
Yeah, shout out, bro. That's insane.
Seriously, man. And he just kept decking me in the face with these quarters and in my face and in my arm. I'm just like, "Bro, I am going to get you so hard. I will get you for this.
I will end your life."
So then I remember collecting maybe like $8 in change. Like that's how many quarters. Yeah, that's how many. That's how much coins he was throwing at me, and I was just like, you know what, bro?
I love how he counted before he threw.
Yeah, bro. Like, no, I'm just estimating like how many. But this was.
Did you
this,
keep those $8?
No. This is what happened.
$8 back then, bro. Was a lot.
$8 back then was a lot, but because this is how much revenge I wanted to get out of this guy, like he just kept throwing these quarters at me, and I thought he was gonna be there because he kept popping his head and like. Like trying to make fun of me for it, and I just kept tossing these quarters, and then I just tossed one to see if I could get him, and I missed. So then I tossed another one. I'm like, you're right, this is not gonna work. So let me just toss them all out.
And he ran into the room, right?
Yeah, he ran into the room. Close and so the door. This is what happened. No, he closes the door so he doesn't get me.
Fork against it.
So what I did was I ended up tossing all the quarters and all the dimes and all the nickels. So hard that I ended up hitting the parents' room. Ooh. And making it seem like there was like.
Didn't you do that on purpose?
Like, yeah, I did. And that's what I'm saying. I tossed them all because he already closed the door. I'm like, you know, I don't know. You're not getting away that easily. I ended up tossing them.
Not today.
I ended up tossing them, bro. No. I thought that nothing was gonna happen. But
so you threw them all at once?
I threw them all at once and I hit, and I remember making like little holes or like scratches like on the door. Yeah, it sounded like gunshots. Like a little assault rifle kind of thing.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude. And I just remember.
If you've ever heard like a bunch of quarters drop in the floor, that's what it sounds like.
Something like
change.
That, yeah, for sure. And I just remember
it. But thrown against a wall.
And I just remember that it was like silent for maybe like 10 seconds.
Dead silence.
And all you hear was like this. Like, where's the. How do you. Like, what is this?
The cincho?
Yeah,
get the cincho. If you're Spanish, you.
Yeah, you heard this. And I was just like, oh, he's going to get it. Like, I was just ready for him to get wrecked. And I thought I was actually going to get wrecked because I was like, I tossed him. But I was like, wait, there's no way. They don't know who threw it. They're going to think this
Yo,
is
Yo, it turned Yo. Into like Mortal Kombat. Yeah, like,
it sounded so bad. Like, I felt like I was getting the whip. And all you heard was like yelling.
Didn't you pretend you were asleep?
I put like pillow. Like, I had one pillow and I had all the couch pillows, whatever. I put them on top of me because I wanted them to think that I was dead already. Like, I did not want them
dead?
To
dead? No, not even sleeping dead.
Like, dead because, you know, like in that mindset, you're thinking, yo, they can't see me if I'm not moving.
I'm next.
So that I was thinking, yo, I'm T-Rex. So next. Bro, I heard the scene show and I just heard like all of that. I was just like, and all you hear him go like, ah, oh my god, ah.
You monster.
Yo, I was like,
Will,
no, mommy.
Get the lemon?
He was like, mommy, no, no. It wasn't me.
Was it mommy or puppy?
No, I don't know who it was. I just know. I just heard. I'm thinking like, how did it happen? I just, all you heard was slapping and like all you heard is spanks. And then in my head, I'm just like imagining this in my brain. I'm just like, you know how you picture like the comic books where you hear like pang, like clank, all that stuff? And
pow!
Pow! And then that's all you see in my brain. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I murdered my friend again. I was just like, oh my gosh, dude, I'm so sorry, but you deserve every one of these spankings. And I just, yeah, man. And I woke up the next morning. And he acted like nothing happened. Like, he was the next morning. We ended up playing. What's this game called?
Hold on.
Kingdom Hearts.
Hold on. I remember you telling me he woke up and was like, "Thanks a lot, man."
Oh yeah, no, he did. No, he did. So he woke up. He was like, "Thanks a lot, bro." I was like, "What happened, Bucky? Can't explain what happened yesterday."
You're evil.
Yeah, dude. I was so mad. I was not over the fact that he just kept tossing these nickels at me. I was like, "Yo, you're gonna get it, dude. You're gonna get it so bad." And then he ended up getting it. And yeah, dude.
Yo, in hindsight. I mean, we love this kid, but it makes sense why he doesn't hang out with us
that's
anymore.
You know what it was? I'm so sorry if I ruined your life. But dude, this is how evil I was back then too.
I try to be a really good friend to you, but Alex clearly ruined it for the rest
of
us.
You know what it was? Like, it's just
hey, Alex, you're messed up.
I guess. Anyways, this is what happened. This is our stories, and that I just remember like. I didn't think too much about it, but now I think about it, I'm just like, dang, dude,
Reflecting.
I was such a through bully. A different lens. I was such a... Wow, good job, baby.
Cute.
I try.
So I just remember that, man. I just remember him just getting the whooping out of him, man. But yeah.
So, again, we went to the same school for a good amount of time, and there's a man we're friends with now.
Mm-hmm.
Who was
crazy how life is
now.
Teaches me.
Shout out to
friends.
You, Mr. Muffin Man.
That's right.
You know
Mr.
who you
Muffin
are.
Man.
You know who you are.
You are awesome.
Still are. And you know, we wish you the best and the most success in what you're doing now.
That's right.
Moving on to bigger and better things. Clearly, right? Yeah. He doesn't talk to us anymore. But anyways.
It's all good, though.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all
you're in our memories.
Yeah, seriously. And I know you can't forget us.
And I hope you appreciate the fact that we're not mentioning your name.
Yeah. Seriously. If you ever hear this, that's how much we love and respect you.
Respect. You're welcome.
Respect with a K. That's right. We put respect on your name by not mentioning your name.
You're welcome.
Anyways, too much rambling. So, GE was like the coolest teacher in our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah.
And he would let us get away with a lot of stuff.
Murder.
Yeah.
Murder.
I mean, he wasn't, because at least for me, like, he knew, like, my whole family. And, like,
all of us.
He knew my dad, like, before he left to Colombia. So crazy. He has memories of my dad. So anyways, one day I remember I told him I was being, like, reckless with my words, right? And he was like, dude, you need to calm down.
Can you not clank?
And I said to him, I was like, screw you. And he was like, he put me in a chokehold. And I remember, and he's like, stop struggling. I'm like, no. And then he's like, stop struggling. And then he put it on tighter.
Have you guys ever seen, like, The Avengers, the first one? I just picture him being like, beauty got, just like slamming you around.
And he just put me in a chokehold, and I remember, and he's like, stop struggling. I don't want to apply the real thing. And of course, you got the most noodles out of all of us.
Wasn't he like on the wrestling team?
I made the school.
Yes,
I deserve
He was on the wrestling team, and he actually beat my cousins at wrestling in high school.
Oh my god!
So, anyways, he had me in the chokehold, and he's like, "You need to calm down." And then when I felt myself not being able to breathe, I was like, "All right, I'll calm down." It's just one story that happened.
Nah, he was cool for this other reason. We had a computer class.
Yes.
And instead of, you know, actually, you know, giving us lessons, instead of like having us like practice, you know, typing and whatever, he would just let us play computer games.
Yeah, man.
Until he got caught, and they were like, yeah, I told you, he's a monster.
What the hell is this?
He tried to give you dry noodles, took all the broth for himself.
That's right. Alright,
so for those of you that can only listen to what's going on, Alex had, you know, the goodwill in his heart to make us all ramen noodles. But, you know, he's pulling off an AB when I first met him. He decided to get all the noodles for himself.
He has
He decided to get all the noodles and the soup. He decided to get all the soup and the noodles to himself and leave us with nothing.
To be fair, there was nothing really there anyways.
It's not even hot.
I'm just saying.
Anyways, back to Mr. Muffin Man.
Mm-hmm.
He would just let us play computer games. And I remember we would watch some wrestling videos in his class as well. He just let it rock.
Dude, do you remember Club Penguin used to be a thing
What
a throwback. Yeah, man. Club Penguin, shout out.
Elliot 54.
Jetfire 619.
Oh my god.
What a cornball.
Wow,
man.
You hear that? That's WWFPC.
Yeah, dude. Yep. Such a cornball.
Mine was like DX something.
The biggest mystery, though, out of Club Penguin was like, why did I come up with Elliot 54?
Oh, yeah. No, and
I don't know.
And Muffin Man actually came up with Rip Tickler. That's even funnier.
What?
That was even funnier. I remember that. And I remember one of our friends actually came up with, he was like, oh, let me just type a random name. He typed out something, and his name ended up being DeGurg.
That was Justin.
Yeah, my boy Justin.
Yo, Justin, shout out to you, bro. DeGurg. You have aged really, really, really well.
Yeah, dude.
You look the same.
You look exactly the same, bro.
You
really need to come visit us, bro. I know you're older now.
Never left.
We'll meet you halfway. You come up to Virginia, we'll go to Virginia.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
His dad was a cool gym teacher, too.
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Cordova.
That's a fact.
But so Club Penguin, we even got Mr. Muffin Man to make his own.
Yeah, that's what I just mentioned. Rip Tickler.
Yeah, and yeah, gosh, Club Penguin, Box Heads, which is the game where you shoot people and monsters and zombies.
Dude, I remember, man.
The one typing game that I always liked was the one where with the mummy, where you had to go inside
the
pyramid or tomb or whatever.
Yeah.
And you had to type really fast so the mummy won't kill you.
Mm-hmm, right? But hey, they got us to type, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mission complete.
I still look at the keyboard when I type, so.
No, dude, I actually don't. That's actually one thing that I would like to.
When we learned the home keys?
Yeah. Like, you know, like, there was actually one of the games where, like, where you had to, like, learn how to type quickly, and yeah, the game was to get to the mountain, like, faster. Who can get climb the mountain the fastest?
It was screaming. I don't know why I screamed like that.
I don't know, but I just know that it's actually got me to type a lot better.
Shout out to you, Muffin Man. You actually helped Alex with something for college.
Yeah.
You actually did something.
You'll give me a memory that I won't forget, Mr. Muffin Man.
Aside from chokeholds and, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Muffin Man.
Bring the fear of God in my heart.
Not only did Mr. Muffin Man work in the academy, but he also worked the summer camps that we went to.
Yo.
Yep. And I remember there was this one time where we went to the diving pool.
At the rec center?
At the Freeport rec center.
Oh, my God.
We're actually...
And I remember...
I wasn't there for that one. You guys
I was there for that.
And there was this,
that.
You know, there's this... Good looking lifeguard, no, right? You know, beautiful. Not
was,
our age,
listen,
but you know,
she was gorgeous.
For Mr. Muffin
in
Man,
your eyes, yo, at that age.
Listen, she was gorgeous. Have you ever seen The Sandlot? That's how
yes.
gorgeous that
I had
lifeguard.
That in my head. I had
listen,
it in my head.
That's
yes.
how gorgeous this lifeguard was.
You guys are in sync.
Was.
Good for you.
But, yeah. Anyways, this guy tried to impress the lifeguard by diving.
With a dive. From the high dive.
From
now
the
now
high
I think
dive.
About, he couldn't, he was like, what, between 18 and 21 at the
yeah.
time?
Yeah,
that's
she
crazy.
Was definitely around that. This is, yeah,
our age.
Our age, wow.
Yep.
So this guy went to the high dive, and he—I don't know what the heck happened. Like I saw from like I guess the side of the pool. I was walking to one of the you know the little diving board, and this guy just like I don't know if he slipped or something, but this guy is straight belly plopped.
So let me
onto the pool.
Yeah, so I was there
from the high dive.
From the
so
high
this
dive.
Is what happened. Here we go. So like I was hyping him up because. We were like about that age where like we could like we actually communicate with him mm-hmm. and actually make sense out of our conversations. I was like telling him, "Yo, she's cute. Go
we're cool
do
with
some-
him."
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So we were cool with Muffin Man
wow.
already. And so we were like,
cool "You've been messing up
yes,
with the names."
We were cool. I don't well, Mr. Muffin Man, I guess. Yeah. Anyways, so I just remember just saying them to him, and like, "Yeah, yeah, she's pretty. Like, go, like, let's do something cool, like, impress her." And then we. Actually,
you're the cause of this.
Yeah, I hyped him up to actually
you
do
were,
it.
You were the he root was, of all evil.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
Such
call me
douche.
The mind controller. Anyways, so he was like, all right, I'll do something. I was like, all right. But I was like, yeah, but don't do anything dangerous. Like, don't hurt yourself. And he was like, yeah, okay. I was like, yeah, don't do like a flip, but like do like a cool dive or something. Like a cool dive. And then he goes up there and then he thinks about it. And I just remember him like, just go already. And I like from the bottom, just yelling it up. And I just hear him like running. And all you hear him go, like he just, you can hear like when he goes, when he takes the breath in, he goes, and then as he is doing that, he makes the jump midair, and then he just like, you know what, this isn't gonna work out. And all you hear is,
he messed up.
Ah! Pop! And everybody's just like laughing at him. And I just remember the lifeguard.
Another instance where somebody's soul left yeah. their body and what? Came back in.
All you hear is the yell and then just the splash in the water.
Dude.
And the lifeguard is laughing at him. And I just look away. I'm just like, oh.
That's not my teacher.
I don't know him. And I just remember him coming out
Who's
of the water.
Who's man's?
Yeah, he comes out of the water.
You know,
so...
as you're saying this story, two things came to my mind.
Okay.
Life came full circle because you work there now.
Yeah. I'm actually a lifeguard at that spot.
Yeah. Now he's the hot...
I'm the hot lifeguard,
that
yes.
people try to do things for. And second, why would doing something like a dive
yeah.
impress someone who does that for a living?
Really?
Well, yeah. from the high dive, that's actually pretty impressive.
But
you know,
from a high dive,
it's
like,
even more impressive because when you work there, you see people doing even crazier things if you allow it. So, like, people used to do, like, triple flips and a dive together. Or do like acrobatic.
Was this the Olympics?
Dude, they were really thinking
this is the high
was,
dive. It's like 20 feet.
Yeah, dude. And
ooh,
I remember.
A 20 foot belly flop.
Yeah, dude.
How red was his chest?
Dude. Mind you, Mr. Muffin Man is a fairly brown person. So.
Was he as red as Gio's shirt?
It dude. Wasn't red, it was purple.
Dude. He looked like Barney?
He was bruised, bro. He was gone, man. So this is why it was. I think that's.
Hey man,
bad.
But we still love you.
Yo,
yeah,
you're
man.
The real MVP.
But this
bro.
Is yeah, because he actually listened to us. This is even worse, man.
You made it worth it.
You really
made,
did.
Yeah, you really made our childhood worth it, man. Honestly. Anyways, so another story
made
was actually back
made
at the
bearable.
Back at the diving tanks actually. So
diving tanks.
This was also by
that's what it's officially called.
Yeah,
oh,
diving tanks. This
oh,
is that's
bad.
The name of the high dives, whatever we're calling it. Anyways, I remember that back in the summer camps. We used to always love to go to the high dives, and we would always want to just do things there, jump around, do flips, whatever, if the lifeguard obviously let us do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I remember this is one big tubby guy, Mr. Tubby Lumpkins is what I'm going to call him.
Mr. Tubby Lumpkins.
Yeah, Mr. Tubby Lumpkins just kept bothering us because I was like, dude, you're like 30, like, let us rock. Let
you're
us
like
thing.
30.
And he just kept laughing at us because we were trying to do like dives and flips or whatever, and he just kept laughing at us with our failed attempts. And then it was his turn to do something, and I remember him trying to do something, like a flip or a dive or whatever. He didn't even get on the high dive or, like, the middle one. He ended up in the small one,
and runs, like, charges like a rhino to, like, that, to the diving board. Yeah, dude. And he ends up slipping on his own water, like, on the, like, the water that's on the diving, on the diving board. And all you see is mad jiggles, like, everywhere. All you hear is, like, blah, 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 and then... And then all you hear is, like, him going, blop, blop, and then just falls into the water.
I hate you so
and
much.
And I just remember, because it was me and Mr. Muffin Man and another teacher that were there, and another a couple of us, our friends, and we were all just laughing. And I remember I couldn't even breathe. That's how funny this guy fell into the water, like, slipped into the water, because he kept making fun of us and us. So I'm just like, yeah, buddy, you deserve every last, like, fall for
you
that.
You know what's
yeah.
crazy? You're telling the story.
Huh?
I actually got to work with Mr. Muffin Man once. Like, I think one summer when we did... No, actually, I think he was already gone. But me and Will actually ended up working summer camps as camp counselors.
Yep.
Later down the line. So I think only you and Gio are the only ones who didn't work at... Who have never, like, yeah. worked... Although Gio worked for the church, but not for the academy.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
There's only, like, one bad memory that sticks out from working at the summer camp, and I felt so bad. I remember we used to do these soccer tournaments.
Oh,
and,
God.
There's this kid that will remain unnamed.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think he hated me for, like, the time that I was there, for the 2 years that I worked there, for this very reason. So, I love soccer, so, you know, I'm just, a ball comes to my foot, and instinctively, I just, you know, kick it and whatever, you know? And, you know, I give it a little curve, and then, but once I kick it, and then I see where the ball is heading... It oh goes straight God. Towards this kid, and it just hits him, like, in the chest or stomach area, and it knocks the wind out of him. And I see it all happen, like, slow motion. Like, you know, I can see the spin of the ball in slow motion.
Oh, my God.
And then, this kid got hit. You know, he went down to his knees, and he just started, you know, he was tearing up and crying. And
he
I was
had
like,
an encounter with the Lord.
Kind of, yeah. Call if you want to call it that. And then, yeah, when that's, I'm like, oh my God, like, are you okay? Like, I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. And he just, you know, goes to the bathrooms and cry. And then, that was probably the only bad memory that I have.
But they used to, me and Will used to be the coaches.
Oh, yeah.
So they always pit our teams against each other. And it's like, God, I want to get in there, but I can't get in there. And then they would let the teachers and the camp counselors play.
You know,
and me and Will were always on the same team, and we were pretty good together.
Nice.
Oh, that brought back memories from if you guys listened to the, I think it was a previous podcast episode that, you know, from the times that we used to play in the soccer tournaments that the church hosted. Oh, good memories.
Yeah, there was this one story.
I am the MVP, by the way. Gio's not here
to defend himself.
Oh, actually, right.
There's two kids.
Never mind. I am the MVP.
There's two kids. One of them comes up to me.
He's not the MVP.
One of them comes up to me and is like, Mr. AB. And then I'm not going to mention the kid's name, so I'm just going to call him Jay.
Are you talking about?
I'm just going to call him Jay. He's like, Mr. AB. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, something terrible happened. I'm like, okay, what's going on? He's like, Jay. Kicked my paper.
Kicked my paper.
I was there for this.
Bro,
I was like,
guys, this kid came to me and said he was bawling his eyes out because another kid had kicked his paper. There was no drawings on it, no nothing.
It was a
blank
paper.
Piece of paper. He was crying because another kid kicked it.
Ladies,
now I'm 16, 17, somewhere around there. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? Lord, I need your guidance because...
I'm there at this moment, and in my head, I'm thinking... Like, I wanted to laugh so... I had to hold in my laughter because of the way he said it. But in my head, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, what? It's a paper.
And I'm like, do I tell the parents? What do I do? And I don't remember what I did, but I was like, well, it's out of my hands. It's out of my hands, God.
And I was in charge of that age group. I think it was kindergarten or first grade.
Yeah, I think it was the kindergartners.
I had to deal with them, too, for that whole summer. That thing, it was entertaining, to say the least. It was...
God, yeah. Oh, man. So many stories from the academy working there. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. This might go into the next episode, too. But we have here on a list of things to talk about.
I really want to do this one.
What happened?
Can we do a part 3 today?
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh boy.
All right, so we're going to talk about this. There was one time Gio got sick.
Wait, before we told the Gio got sick part. Do you guys remember when Mr. Vitamin?
What?
Oh, okay. You guys know what I'm talking about now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember this. I don't know. You know how, like, for, like, big events, you remember where you were at? Mm-hmm. Like, sadly enough, like, you know, you asked my mother where she was when Kennedy was assassinated. Wow. She knows where she was. You know, 9/11, I know where I was. Do you guys remember where you guys were, where Mr. Vitamin destroyed the basketball hoop?
I was not in the academy at that time, so I wasn't there.
Oh, bro, my God. Did he break his arm?
It fell on him. It fell on him. I wasn't there. I just heard a loud boom. I was just like, are we getting attacked? Like, what's happening right now? Like, what's going on?
Alex, were you there for that?
Everyone starts like...
I think it was like a 7th and 8th class.
Yo, everyone is going crazy.
Oh, but like in the academy, I was asking, was Alex there in the academy?
I don't know if he was there. Bro, were you there?
Oh, he's in the bathroom.
Oh.
Awkward.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for you. Hope everything comes out okay.
For you, bro.
Hey, I can hear that tinkle from here.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
Bloop. Anyway. yo, oh my God, dude. I was like, what's going on? And out of nowhere, like, yo, the ambulance came. It was checking him out. Dude broke his wrist, everything. His arm was underneath
The basketball hoop.
The entire basketball hoop.
I'm assuming
backboard and everything, right?
I'm assuming he dunked.
Yeah, that's why
he tried to hang from it.
Yeah, because Mr. Vitamin was tall.
Still is.
Well, they were all tall, but you know, it's
no, he legit was the over 6 feet.
He was one of the ones that was just like, I can do it. Why not?
He was a beanstalk.
Well, were you there? Were you in the academy when Mr. Vitamin dunked and it fell?
I was not there for that, but I definitely remember him getting like a cast, I think it was, or like
a sling.
Yeah,
it was a sling.
Something. Yeah. Definitely remember him getting hurt.
What are the odds?
I don't know, man.
Yo, who remembers when Mr. Vitamin, he also worked the summer camps. He would throw us into the pool.
Yes. Mr. Vitamin.
You're a good person.
He's a good guy. Just like, who's next?
Boom. Yeah, just, oh no, he would chuck us. He would also put on sunscreen, so like,
and it was also he'd be slippery.
Yeah, so he'll be slippery when
we
so
he would like run into the pool. Like we would go into the pool. We were like, that was like the game we would play. So like
try to catch him.
Yeah, try to
or
grab
like who
him.
Can hang on the longest.
Could, yes. Yeah, if you could hold on to the longest, you were the MVP.
He was like a freaking whale just going under
like a dolphin, bro. I was just like, man, this is I just remember just thinking like, yeah, this is gonna be a great summer.
I remember just holding my breath and being like,
just knowing that these guys were working together.
Yeah, Mr. Vitamin and Mr. Muffin Vitamin.
They were like the coolest,
they're the coolest camp counselors. Yeah, man.
I think that's what made it also fun for summer camp, because if we had like, you know,
better than band camp.
Because
they play soccer with us too. I remember that.
They were
we had teachers, but then they were like those teachers were like, they were amazing. and so they made it fun for us because we had teachers who were like very strict and, you know, by the books in terms of like what we can do and cannot do, but they kind of let us slide with so many things, man, that made it so much more fun.
FYI, Mr. Vitamin, his kids are now friends with my kids, so it's crazy how life comes full circle.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy how life comes full circle.
It is insane.
And we find ourselves in one of the same ministries at our church.
Yeah, it is. It's That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
So yeah.
Do you guys want to mention when you got sick?
Right, so...
wait, how much time do we have left, actually?
Yeah, we have to check. Because
this might go out to part 3 for sure.
Hold on. Sorry, guys.
Oh, no.
I don't think you're even able to tell that.
Right, so let's just keep talking about the academy.
One or two more stories. Yeah. God, I'm
the time when you got in trouble because...
quick one.
The eraser.
Oh,
never mind. Such nonsense. You do know this.
Oh, okay, right. Okay.
So we were in fifth and sixth.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was one of our friends, I'll say his name, Xavier. He had asked me for an eraser.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, man, so you got to catch it. So I chucked the eraser.
Across the room?
Yeah, and it boomerangs, and Xavier doesn't catch it. And it hits him in the nuts. I just remember him clutching his nether region and like falling to the floor. He's like, I'm gonna get you back. I'm like, bro, you asked for an eraser. It's not my fault you can't catch. So what happens is he true to his word, he says, I'm gonna get you back. So he throws an eraser back at me and I turn around and it's supposed to, I guess, hit me in the face, whatever. It hits my shoulder, bounces off me, and it hits our teacher in the face. The eraser bounces off my shoulder and hits our teacher in the face.
Two for one special.
Two for one special.
And I'm like,
combo.
I pause. Like you said, you remember? I remember when an eraser aiming for my face hits my shoulder and then launches another 10 feet and hits my teacher in the face.
That's insane.
And I'm like, How?
How could this be? How could this happen?
Oh my God.
How could this be? I thought that God loved it. That's another story.
Shout out to you, Christian.
Yeah, that's another story that I want to tell that I remember. And yeah, we're going to definitely tell it.
And then our teacher at the time, she's like, who threw the eraser? And I was like, Xavier. And he's like, yeah, but AB threw an eraser too. I was like, hold up. I'm getting in trouble because you can't aim and you hit our teacher in the face. She's like, both of you, time out, 20 minutes. And I'm like, no, that's almost the whole play time.
Yeah, but hitting on a teacher in the face, I'll take the time out.
No,
actually, I think it was the tension. Yeah,
no. If it's time out, I'll take it.
No questions asked. Oh my God. But yeah, and I was like, so the kid can't catch. And he hits the teacher in the face by some weird way of breaking the rules of gravity. And then I get in trouble. What the heck?
I don't know, man.
Crazy stuff happened.
Well,
all right, guys.
Part two.
Thank you for listening to part two. We're going to continue. And we're going to record part three. So please stay tuned.
Right now.
Right now.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.